Hey Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
Hey, it's Balls Deep. We're here. It's me, Justin, and Karen. What's up, everybody?
What'd it do?
We back.
We's back.
Took a week off, but if you premium, then it felt like yesterday because we put out some premium every fucking day, include plus one, nigga. Like off season reviews. Man, we worked so hard before we left on vacation.
I was exhausted like 4 or 5 days straight, and I filmed like 12 podcasts. I was like, I'm ready for a vacation.
Yeah, and we needed the time off, man, and a lot of shit happened, but it's balls deep fashion, so we gotta talk about some bullshit first.
Sports? You want to talk about sports?
What y'all thought we was gonna talk about?
What kind of show did y'all thought this
I mean, I know what the big news is that everybody wants to talk about, and that's my man Music is now a rapper.
Yep.
M-U-S-I-Q.
Now, have you listened to it, though?
We about to listen to it for the first time.
Have you heard it, Karen?
No.
Before you hear it, what you think? Just going before you hear it.
Well, before I hear it, let me play some old music to get everybody excited. Okay.
Now, which one is this? What's the name of this?
Ever since I can remember, Music Soul Child.
No, which song?
Music Soul Child is the name of the song.
Oh, okay. They're coming up and asking, how did I get to be where I'm at with my whole style? They got the nerve to ask what I change anything about it. Say it's too clean or too crowded. But see, that's just the thing, cause that's something that I won't be much of a problem. Cause I do it the way that I've been doing it since the first day that I started doing it. Maybe fine tuning just a little bit, just enough, cause I don't wanna fuck up and ruin it. Take this thing too seriously. My style's point of me. Cats just don't get it.
M-U-S-I-Q-S-O-U-L-C-H-I-L-D. That's my name. That's me. Remember Music? You know, sometimes you get a little, you know, a little cooler in this joint. Get a little. Straight out of Philly. Respect to the roots. I knew that you got down, skin, caramel complexion, got chocolate brown.
I'm wondering that you give her for me, you let me stuff your Philly blunt with this black sensation. Continuously.
This joint was like Brown Sugar Part 2, you know? And then, of course, the Simpin' Anthem, of course. Well, he actually had two Simpin' Anthems, but we'll start with the first one. Everybody knows this Simpin' Anthem. Every dude that stole your girl, this is song.
Yep. Oh, first date song, first date music.
I just want to come over and cut your grass.
First date music.
You know, he came over and was like, "Yeah, I just trimmed the hedges for your girlfriend every weekend. It's not."
We
just friends.
Yeah. Stop tripping, bro. Strange,
but let me know I can't come over and wash my clothes and her wash and dry. My wash and dry don't work.
I mean, what? I got clothes on. I got my boxes on.
I mean, come on. My shirt got wet. I had to put it in her dryer.
Oh, she only fixing me a dinner because, you know, she know I'm struggling right now and right. I don't cook.
I mean, we always watch The Bachelorette together.
I mean, I can't help it. It's been 5 days in a row. Right. But come over. We'll watch Girlfriends or something together.
Yeah, it's just a platonic massage. We go get them together.
Yeah. I'm always erect. That's nothing. Yeah,
that's nothing.
You walk into my erection. That's nothing. Yeah. I'm always.
I'm just trying to pressure you. There's no dude like this.
You really gotta be my girlfriend. I just wanna know your name. And maybe sometime
we can hook up,
hang out, just chill.
And if you wanna suck my dick, you can.
Damn, I'm surprised that you called.
Because the way you walked away, I thought I wasn't gonna see you no more. Since you didn't wanna give me your name. He don't even know her name.
Who wrote this? Lenny Wilkins?
And wasn't digging me.
Oh, so no disrespect. Anyway.
No disrespect.
No disrespect. No.
The simp god. Hey, what you doing tonight? I'll probably be with my peeps. If it's cool with you, maybe we'll swing by. We can just chill. Or you can just chill with me. Long as you're comfortable and you feel secure.
And I feel free.
Just can't stop thinking about you. No one has ever written a song like this about being platonic friends. He trying to fuck, man.
Or he already fucked.
Or he already fucked.
And trying to fuck again.
He trying to fuck, dog. For sure. And then, of course, the simp anthem ever of all time. One of the all-timers. You ever listen to the lyrics of this joint, man?
Nope.
It is disturbing.
Wait, which one is this?
This is called You and Me.
You and Me.
I never thought on the first night you would bear what you hold so dear to life and share with me.
I haven't heard
all your
album.
Innermost fantasies, baby.
Looking like cold.
And afterwards in your arms you cried, had me feeling some kind of way on the inside. Then I knew it was gonna be me and you. So if you're paying attention at this point, first night, he already knew they was gonna be together forever, y'all. Cause she told him all the stuff she's ever happened to, all the trauma in her life. And he said, keep her.
Yep.
So if no one wants to believe that what we share was meant to be, then it'll be just you and me against the world.
Sound kind of abusive.
That sounds like your parents are saying, what are you doing? Your friends are like, you just met this chick. Your actual girlfriend is like, why won't you come home?
He's trying to save this girl.
Mm-hmm. It gets worse. My friends and family had better see us both happy. Then it'll be just you and me against the world. Sounds like he turned her friends and family against her.
Mm-hmm. That's what I say. That's the
classic abusive behavior.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not the kind that I kiss and tell, but my man says that he really knows you well. But I don't care, cause I wanna know you for my damn self. Now, I believe he means no in a biblical sense. He's saying, my man says, hey, he has fucked you.
and it was good.
Yeah, you get around. But I don't care what he say, cause it's about me and you right now. And I said, okay, you know what, music, that's a very mature way to look at it. I appreciate you putting that in the song. Then it got worse, dog. My sister says you're scandalous. Said you're known to go from one man to the next. But I don't care what she say, cause you're gonna forever be my lady. Okay, now that is too far. Your family is like, yo, that girl is scandalous. Okay, she out here in these streets. She cheating on niggas left and right.
Yeah, her writing bad checks.
And he looked at his sister in the face and said, I don't care what you say. Because she going to forever be my lady, even though she has not exhibited this type of behavior at this point in her life to show that she can be faithful to one man. I'm going to change her.
Yep. She didn't have an abortion. She had a miscarriage.
Right. It's different. Several of them. All at the clinic. I don't know why they all having at the clinic, but don't worry about that.
Yeah. She don't have insurance. That's where they'll accept her at.
Right. We share was meant to be, then it'll be just you and me against the world. And if our friends and family can't bear to see us both happy, then it'll be just you and me against the world. Now here's where he went off the deep end for me. This is why he completely lost me. Cause he broke this down. I said, hold up, music. I was with you a little bit, but we have to part ways here. I wouldn't care if you was a prostitute. You hit every man that you ever knew. You see, it wouldn't make a difference if it was way before me and you. And you don't ever have to worry about me as long as you keep it real. Whatever's on your mind, you speak on how you feel. Stay truthful to me and never lie to me. And don't ever keep no secrets, no matter whatever. No. God damn it, bitch, I told your ass whatever I mean. Yeah. Say what they want, but it'll never change my views. Cause they'll never know you the way that I know you. See, I'm trying to spend the rest of my life with you. And if we gotta be alone, so be it, babe. If they can't understand our love, we don't need them, babe. It's like he's dating his sister or something. Who do you know that can't understand nobody's... How many people you know is like, I can't hang around them because I can't understand they love, man, to be quite honest. Like, I would go down just in them house, man, but I, you know, I don't understand what's going on with them.
They love a little different.
It's a little too much for your boy. You got to watch the game at the bar. Can't fuck with him at the crib. All right, so now with that preface, he used to be kind of dope. Bit of a simp, kind of dope. Want to hear his new music song live at the Madame X Lounge?
So you think it's going to be good, though?
Yeah, his new name is The Hustle.
Mm-mm. I don't think it's going
to
be good.
H-U-S-E-L.
How we get to The Hustle?
That's his new name, The Hustle.
Not music?
Not music anymore.
It's not about the soul anymore.
It is, and of course, The Hustle is not spelled correctly.
It's about The Hustle.
The Hustle is not. Now, he does explain his alter ego, The Hustle, on another YouTube video. You want to hear what? You want to hear the explanation first?
You don't spell you stuff hear, right. I question you.
You want to hear the music first or the explanation first, Karen?
Explanation for me.
Okay. Yeah, what about you, Karen?
Yeah, let's do the explanation.
Because I'm looking at him right now, and I don't...
Okay, I'll put it in the chat. Put a copy in the chat.
Yo, what up? This is The Hustle, and right now you are checking out Madame Noir.
I can imagine a lot of people don't know who he is in the rap game.
He The Hustle, dog. He The Hustle.
He got a Burger King cap on. Yes. What the hell is going on with his head?
A leather Burger King cap.
Have it your way.
Radio, I hear this sound, you know, with the other brand, it's R&B, but it's challenging to really see or hear that sound being popular right now for whatever reason. I don't know why R&B is not really popping right now. It's struggling. R&B is struggling right now. And I'm the kind of person that I like to entertain people according to what they're saying entertains them. And right now, this sound is what's entertaining them. And as an artist, as a musician, a songwriter, as a producer, I sit back and I hear
me,
it.
But hey.
And I peep game and I'm like, okay, if that's what y'all like, I can do that. But I do care about what you think. However, I'm not going to allow a negative response to sort of compromise what my intentions are. My intentions are is to give.
But isn't he already, by switching his style, isn't he already responding to negative responses by being like, y'all don't like me, so I'm going to change who I am to be a rapper?
Right, yeah. Like it's not authentic.
Like he's not even keeping his same name.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. I think people that listen to rap, like the new young, you know, 25 and under, yeah. I don't think they would know who Music Soul Child is. So when he came out as a rap album, they'd be like, oh, that's this new dude named Hustle that's new to the game.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And he might be singing and be soft like all the
like Drake.
Right. Like Drake, because he think that's the new sound.
Mm. Yep.
Quality content in however many ways that I can actually pull off. It may not be something that you expect from me, which is why I didn't want to compromise the other brand. So if I want to do this, I feel...
See, that means you're not all the way in it.
Yep. No, so if this shit flop, I can go back to singing.
Yeah, that's like, I'm gonna start
like, that was Hustle.
I'm gonna start a spinoff show, but it's gonna be called The White Man Who Does Not Tip, you know, just in case it don't work out. It won't compromise my other brand.
Yeah, when you talk like this when you're doing the other show, can you?
Yeah, The White Woman Who Doesn't Tip. Welcome to another episode.
It was only right to just
start. Howdy, folks.
It's almost like if I'm running a business and I got one company that's running, why try to force feed other elements that wasn't intended to be a part of that company? Why not just start a whole new company so that from the ground up it'll be what it is, you know? And plus, for political reasons, it's cool to have, right? You know, it's good to have complete.
But so he don't know that we know Johnson & Johnson still make the Q-tips. We know they make the lotion. We know they make the baby powders. We still right. know it's Johnson & Johnson.
But we can see, but we can see you, music. We can, like, you, see you with our eyes.
You ain't changed none.
Yeah, we can see, like, you just put on some shades and a Burger King leather hat.
Right.
Like, you didn't really, like, I'm not looking at this like, who the fuck is this hustle dude?
Now, maybe he thinks because the shades are extra, extra dark, like dark tint on the car, you can't right. see who it is.
Yeah.
But this not Batman or, you know, where if you just put the little, no, if you just... put the little thing over your eyes, we yeah. can't recognize you
yeah
anymore.
This isn't a cow, this, yeah. this is an actual hat and glasses. Many yeah. many people wear hats and glasses and are still recognizable.
Yeah, insulation, you know, that way when you see me present myself a certain way, you know what you're getting. You talking to people who
but are- do we I mean, like, if I pay for a music you know, I kind of like this idea, because if I buy tickets to see music and he came out and started rapping, I will leave.
Yeah, the other thing
oh,
is,
I would be angry.
Yeah,
but if it said hustle, I know not to buy tickets.
But the other thing right. is, he said he would present himself differently, right? But
yeah, how?
He looks the same other than hat and glasses. Maybe if he had some some fake braids or fake yeah. dreads.
Or like gold teethies.
Up under the hat, right.
Right.
Like some, if he actually had a dangling chain.
Or like if his beard was actually like one of those kind that is like draw on. So he could just like erase the beard when he hustle and then write it, draw it back when he music.
Yep.
Who only talk numbers and bottom lines. They don't care about all of that. All they know is you didn't do them numbers, bro. So that was a flop. Me, in my mind, I say, okay, common sense say, then follow where the attention is. The reception has been really, really cool. I've gotten a couple that, what, I don't know what's happening. What's going, but it's you though, you know? And I get that, you know? It's kind of hard for you to, to act like you don't know what you know, you know. So for a while, I kind of did I covered my face with the scarf, try to.
No, it's hard for you to act like we don't know what you know.
So you saying you can't be yourself? You saying you're gonna compromise who you are as
an
artist?
So this is like a character. This is not an authentic actual rapper. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Play the whole Batman role, like, you know.
This shit gonna be terrible.
He really said Batman. He really said Batman.
Yeah, that's what you're thinking.
He really think he Bruce Wayne, dog.
I don't like that, man. Cause I feel like I'm playing games. I don't like to do that. You know what I'm saying? But I only did that because I wanted to have an opportunity to have, you know, gain his legs a little bit, try to give an opportunity where it's not being overshadowed by the other brand. You know, the fact that
I'm assuming he's rapping about something like 100% against what he used to be on.
Yep.
Like he must have went from simping to pimping.
And when he had that mask on, he did have a gold chain, little bigger.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm wondering if, like, when he raps, it's like the where he's like, if you was a prostitute, fuck you, bitch, I wouldn't be with you. Like, you know, like if it's 100% opposite.
Yeah.
I want to be more than just friends. I want to put my dick inside your ass.
Oh,
let's go.
But he got a level. Extreme. He got a level of arrogance maybe I didn't recognize from his earlier music.
Right.
Because
he was rapping about all that sipping.
Right. But for him, when you first look at him, I automatically think of Cole from Martin. I don't think of music.
Yeah, but that's always been true, though.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Like, that level of arrogance of like, oh, my face is that recognizable. Mm-hmm. No. People would recognize Soulja Boy before they would him.
True.
And that's saying a lot.
Well, talking about it, I won already. Whether you like it or not, you're talking about it. It's something that happened. It's something that I caught your attention with. I don't do stuff for credit. I do stuff because it's necessary. I may not have the answer, but at least I'm in a position where I could do something that may possibly inspire somebody who actually does have the answer.
What?
We talk about Joy Zimmerman, but he doesn't win.
This shit don't make no sense.
Yeah. All right, so let's hear a song, guys. Right, you wanna hear it? Here it go.
Oh shit. Oh shit. I'm not feeling it. It's kind of sad.
It's like some love and hip hop beat. Look,
right. When it's in the background.
I'm going to set this Stevie J to come in or something more.
Right.
Be like, well, like Lil Scrappy to be like, you know, I was just doing my Thiz Nae, and you know, that's when Bambi came in.
I'm expecting him to ask me, how may I help you today, sir, with that outfit, that hat on?
Yeah. Yeah. It's the Puerto Rican princess.
Good morning. Yeah. I'm gunning. Yeah.
This is real.
Good morning.
What?
Good morning, I'm gunning. Is that what he's saying?
It's, I'm grinding, but is this his, oh, real, is this his real voice? Auto-tune?
I'm grinding.
Sounds auto-tune.
Yeah. Hey, them early mornings, them late nights. I hit that road, trying to take flight. I'm on my grind, in it to win. Reach my time, damn, I'm not sleeping, but thank God I woke up. Bless me with another day, never gonna go broke, cause I'm always out there getting paid. Gotta put that work in if you try to go get something out. All that complaining, I don't know what you're talking about. Santa say 24 hours a time on everything. I be out there getting my shawty, I be grinding, 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 grinding.
I figured it out. I figured it out, dog. I figured it out. I'm so smart. Y'all, when I say this, y'all gonna know I'm right, dog. He trying to get on Love & Hip Hop. He trying to get on Love & Hip Hop. It's the only thing that makes sense.
Mona looking for him.
Yeah, he trying to get on Love & Hip Hop, dog. Like, that's gotta be it, man.
Cause he making the music for it.
A spot opening up, Joe Button in trouble, you know what I mean? Like, he trying to find a way onto that Love & Hip Hop train for VH1. So
somebody said he lives in Atlanta too.
Oh, he living in, oh shit. Yeah, Stevie J and them falling out. You know what I mean? They probably gonna have to get rid of Walker.
Well, Benzino.
Lizzo. Yep. Like, somebody gotta go. He gonna slide right. A Young Jock might have to go with his storyline kind of teetered out.
Kirk and them born.
Kirk and them is born now.
Right.
He trying to get a reality dog.
But
dog, I solved it, dog.
You did solve it.
That's it.
But you know what I'm mad about? He gave a whole speech of how, you know, he was different and he expanded his brand. But he came out with T-Pain music and style from, you know, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Like I thought he was keeping up with current stuff. Because that's not what's current right now.
Dog, I figured it out. I'm too excited that I figured it out. Because it sounds like the Love & Hip-Hop. It sounds like the Love & Hip-Hop shit, but we're listening to the whole song. But on Love & Hip-Hop, they would have played like two bars.
I'm grinding.
We would just heard, I'm grinding. I'm grinding, good morning. Yep. I'm grinding. And then right before like the beat dropped, he would be like, you know, it's time for me to go to the studio. Cause right now it's time to get focused on my career so we can really learn how to do this thing. Yep. I'm supposed to be meeting with my boy, Benzino. So he's the number one hip hop magazine.
Mogul
out there.
Yeah. So we can get this bread. And Sleazo, what's going on? What's going on? Hustle. Like, I can see it already, dog. You know, we go way back. Yeah, we go way back. I remember we used to run the source. Yeah, I used to run the source. Like, they do that bullshit, man. Yo, man, but what about that girl you fucked? Yeah, man, Althea, that's my wife. Oh, man, I heard some things about her. Jocelyn been talking about her. Like, I can already see how it's going to go. He can fit right in, dog. Yeah, I kind of hope you make it.
Will with the leather hat, he'll fit right in.
Yeah. Now he got to wear the leather. Yo, he got to do every confession in the leather hat, though.
Right, right. Yep.
No confessionals
like,
with
like,
just
like little scrap in them damn vests.
Yeah, him and Kurt in that leather shirt, the motorcycle shirt.
Yep.
He got to do the whole confession in the leather hat, though.
Yep. And them face masks.
But that's it, dog. Mm-hmm. Figured it out.
All
right.
Well, good luck, Hustle.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, we all get the same days worth of time, red money. Cause the lyrics not even saying nothing and they barely rhyme. And right. That's just like Love & Hip Hop where like the lyrical content is really just you talking to get you to the next bar. It's like, you know, we grinding all the time and every day in the morning, grinding all the time. It's 24 hours. We grinding all the time, 30 days in the month and it's 12 months in a year. We gonna get this money. Yeah. Like that's all he doing just to get back to I'm grinding. Good morning. That's it.
Beat.
Wait, the beat changing up? Is he about to do another song?
Oh, okay, he got two songs in one video.
I'm mad they didn't take time to really like sync this with the performance. Like the beat changed and he still was doing the same moves. Well, okay.
Mike Wilbon.
Say that again.
Mike Wilbon.
Mike Wilbon.
in a hat, working with what I got. Man, the game is too real, but you ain't finna count me out. Even when I'm at the top, man, I grind it, don't stop. Till the day that I drop, I'ma mess around and get a read. Go make something out of nothing, get a read.
I don't, what does that say? Do y'all know?
I don't know. I just hear a little scrappy A in the back. Where's his entourage? Does he not know that rappers have entourages?
Dog.
No, didn't nobody tell him that.
I feel like they should zoom out and Stevie Davis, you know, should be in the background.
Yeah. Well, they should be at a strip club. Yeah.
I like that other dude's song we listened to last
with a big
week.
Ass bounce.
The music segment on this show is becoming ridiculous, but I don't give a fuck.
What's the other dude we reviewed his music last week?
That was my man, D'Antoni.
Yeah, I liked his
Fly
song.
Fly D'Antoni.
I like Fly D'Antoni song a lot better.
Fly D'Antoni sound like he had been rapping though.
He'll be on the next.
Yeah, this
talent.
Nah, no.
I liked his song a lot better.
They never gonna have nobody on the off talent. That's where you fucked up. If he can get in some, if he can catch herpes from someone famous, and that be a storyline, yes. But if he just want to go on there as Fly D'Antoni, the mediocre rapper, no. Nope.
No matter what, I'm going to go make something happen. I'm going to make that paper stack.
Why are they zooming
in? The crowd
look
confused.
They zooming in on this woman's face, and she's not feeling this music at all.
Right. She is confused as we are.
She looking like that, like music is her actual boyfriend, and she's like, I can't believe he did this.
I'm ready to go.
God damn it, music. You told me we could go. No, aww. I said you could go home with music. I didn't say nothing about Hustle. Hustle got it for form.
Folk gotta scrape the pack. They be good with anything, don't take a lap. We used to try to get water out of a rack. Some guy
What was that lyric?
We used to try to get water out of a rock? Is that what he said?
Be good with anything, don't take a lap. We used to try to get water out of a rock. Some got a pot, so I'ma take a shot. I'ma be good, come rain, snow, with drought. So
see, we're not supposed to have heard this part because he's supposed to be doing his confession already.
Yep.
And so this is our fault, really.
And none of those words rhyme.
None of them.
They didn't tell a story.
They don't make sense compared to the other words.
And I think because he used to sing it. You know, he's stretching words out just like he would with his vocals when he was singing.
Right. Yeah. Using the same techniques.
It don't work like that.
Yeah, he won't be on Love & Hip Hop, dog. That's it.
Aww. Well, good luck. I'd like to see him on it. Yeah. He would be entertaining.
Keep that cap on.
I want to see him on it just so they can, clown his ass.
Nope. I want to see him on there so he can steal somebody's woman with one of his old lyrics.
Well, that'll be on there, too. But I'm more looking forward to the clowning that he's going to receive because, you know, the clowning gonna be pretty vicious. Hopefully I can bring K Michelle back.
Yep.
K Michelle got to come back.
See,
it's
Twitter women will love him though, because they're gonna be playing his old songs.
Nah,
you remember Music Soul Child from?
I think you're overestimating. You're overestimating Twitter women's love for people.
They
gonna roast the shit out this man. They're going to be like, oh, you used to be good. Now I can't even stand this nigga.
Right. Even though secretly they still playing that shit.
Yeah, they'll play the old shit, but they don't got nothing to do with this shit. A lot of niggas done fucked up their life trying to do some new shit that was whack. A lot of them, they ain't no loyalty in this game.
I hope he keep wearing the hat, though. Man, all right.
Sounds special needs, man. Man, at the pop. In the water, wake up in the morning.
Yeah, all right.
You know, he was like, they got Ray J. I know I can get on the show.
I'm grinding. Why does he talk like that?
Shouts out to Cole from Martin.
Yeah. All right, man. Let me play our song, our real song. Whenever Zoom want to start.
Shouts out to Wonga.
Meant to load this up before the show started. This might have been a strategical mistake listening to that music. Anyway.
Howdy. You know how when I go in the bar, Cheesy Charlie's,
and I'm running
all the way down to the bottom, and you can't find me?
That deep.
I'm about to pop. Right, I'm going to get water from around.
I'm talking about balls deep in love.
I wanna have sex with a personality. But I hump her positive traits. Give a pound into her feelings. Make her south mouth salivate. Hey Tyra, are you listening? We're not talking just to tipping. Thank you, Scottie Pippen.
Just here dropping off an application. Players in my day didn't make as much.
Thank you, Scottie Pippen.
Sorry to hear that. Where was I?
We're talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep. My boys talk about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep in love. Oh, yes.
You get a chance, check the chat.
When I get a chance, check the chat. Mm-hmm. I am checking it. Oh, yeah, I'm on it. Okay. Already on it. I'm grinding. Karen, I'm grinding. Even in the show, you know I'm grinding.
Generate.
Is that just it? Can you just take any trap music and do this? Because I feel like that's really what happened there.
That's the standard.
Yeah, you just take trap music and you just start singing over it. Anyway, I'm not even gonna play. I was about to play a bunch of trap music. Nope.
You sure? No, you know, I like that trap ignorance.
I know you do, but I can't remember all the good ones. Is an album called Trap Music? What is it? Mm-hmm. Wait, a little trap song called Pregnant Money. What is Pregnant Money?
Oh shit!
Does anybody know what that means?
Pregnant Money. Khalees. Nah, that's white police. I'm in these beats with the song. Trapaholics.
Stinks on top of stinks, bro. Money machine, nigga. Yeah, that all keys day. And crates. Trap money, homie. It's
dirty shit. Getting out how we living, nigga. Damn, son, where'd you find this? My guap stay crazy. Bands having bangs. All right. Paid 400 small faces like the 80s. Hey. I got bricks in the closet. Stashed in the attic. Hey. I'm a trapaholic bastard. Yeah. Money, I gotta have it. Yeah. Yo, bitch, you just average. My bitch is a stallion. Try to run up on me, you can meet my pet dragon. Wow. I'ma stay stylish, yeah. Stunning, yeah. And flashing. Yeah. In my pocket,
yeah.
Call
it
closed casket.
I'm thirsty
as fuck.
That's ignorant as shit. I love it.
I
just put this on my list.
Yes, with it.
That keys and crate, they actually are really, really good.
All right, I'm not doing this. All right, people have been waiting all week.
You should. They'll be all right.
All right.
Karen must have had nowhere to go today.
I love it. Nothing to do.
I love it. I love it with Karen here. Welcome to Balls Deep, Karen.
You've been trying to,
be a co-host for so long.
Right. I think you take the name because I don't see it.
Wait a minute. I got it up on my Spotify. It is K-E-Y-S-N as the letter N.
Oh.
And crates. K-R-A-T-E-S.
Oh, okay. All right. It's one of those.
They don't want people to find their music because you can't spell it.
This is two white dudes and a brother.
Dave like, Chappelle and his friends.
Two of the whitest white dudes, by the way.
Dave Chappelle and his friends.
I play this at my desk, but I be so crunk.
This right here?
Like, one of these white dudes works in IT with you. You know what I mean?
Yes, they do.
This Pharrell and his friends, the nerds.
I'm running.
This that shit you be running to.
I'm running.
You fuck around and pass out trying to keep up with the beat.
No, this is what they play before they go into school and shoot the club up.
No, this is what music plays when he's trying to pretend to be Hustle. Y'all don't understand what's happening right now is he will be rapping over this.
I'm grinding.
Grinding. I'm grinding.
So, it's a girl I'm with you. I don't give a fuck what they say. You've been hoeing for years and I'm going to love you anyway. And then what?
Yeah.
That's more his spirit of words. You gotta say it like, girl, I'm with you for years. What you say? That's so terrible. All right, look, we need to talk about it, guys. It's the number one issue.
Sure, I was partying. Hey.
Yeah. We got an email. Okay, Karen. At some point, people gonna turn this off. And I don't want to test them any further than we have.
They done hung around this long.
We back. Leonard Brothers writes in, balls deep basketball question.
What up, LB?
What up, fellas? I was looking at the Inside Carolina message board and saw a thread that asked what college stars were the biggest NBA disappointments. All right, first of all, make sure you go check out the NC State message board. See what, see what they saying about us, man. Cause like, I have a feeling they up to something.
Hey, yeah, you're in the wrong message board.
Yeah, that's who be knowing about our program. They be over there snitching, dog. They be like, yeah, I actually sold, PJ 2 blunts today. If the cops pull them over, they gonna catch them.
I recorded the whole thing on camera.
Yeah, they coming to get them.
I sold them a pound of weed and then I called the cops. I gave it to him for free. So yeah, for me, guys like Eric Murdoch, Harold Miner, Baby Jordan, Todd Day, and Kevin Freeman come to mind. I sent this question to the Five Starter crew to get their answers, but who comes to mind for you? So biggest college stars who have disappointments in the NBA. Maybe I'll name. We can name one and go back and forth until we run out, maybe.
But were those other guys even college stars?
See, I don't remember Eric Murdoch and Harold Miner being college stars. I do remember Todd Day being kind of good. I don't remember Kevin Freeman having no star potential. Me, man, I would think Felipe Lopez is one, because that nigga was on the cover of that Sports Illustrated as a freshman. That like, there was like, and it was like, the cover was some shit like, should he have went straight to the league? And the answer was yes, cause that nigga got worse every year to the point where it was like, I couldn't believe we ever thought you were going to be good. Like, but then you know what? Felipe don't count, cause by the time he left, he wasn't a college star. Let me think. Oh, all right. Damon Stoudemire. There you go. Cause maybe it's cause I'm from the ACC country, but that nigga was so real in that tournament. Hated him. I hated him more than Tim Duncan. Like, cause he, man, you remember when he crossed over, was it Touche? That he crossed over and made fall?
I definitely
then he did
was.
The, like, get up and pull the three in his face?
I definitely wasn't watching Carolina games then.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that, I think Damon Stoudemire was the dude I legitimately could not believe, as short as he was even, that he didn't find a way to make it in the NBA. You got anybody, Justin?
See, I don't know too many Carolina players.
It don't have to be
Sean
Carolina.
Did you say Sean May?
Nah, it don't have to be Carolina. He was just looking at the Inside Carolina message board. Those dudes didn't all go to Carolina.
Oh, okay.
I don't even think none of them did, honestly. Eric Murdoch, Dale Minor, yeah. I still got more, but, yeah, I'll probably go with
Adam Morrison.
Julius Hodge from State.
Adam Morrison, I was sure.
He was terrible.
Yeah, I was sure Adam Morrison was going to be at least a legit.
Right. He's not
NBA
even in
player.
The league no more, is he? No,
he was fucking. He was
psycho.
The worst. Couldn't shoot. He was crazy. I remember I went to a Bobcats game and nobody was there because it was so. We were sorry and nobody was going to the games. And it was so quiet, man. You could hear the people on the court. That's how few people were in the arena. And there was a play where I want to say it was Sagna Jop was shooting free throws, and he's a terrible free throw shooter. And so he went to the line, and we were down like 8 with like 2 minutes to go. Like, it was no way we were coming back to win this shit. And so Sagna Jop goes to the line. It's quiet because everybody's leaving and shit. I'm just standing there because I'm like, I paid for all these tickets. I'm going to watch all the basketball.
Right. And, yeah, that's when we got them season tickets, yeah.
Sagna Jop hit a free throw. Everybody was quiet because it didn't matter. We were like, after he hit the free throw, we was down like 7 instead of 8. Why did Adam Morrison jump off the bench and go, yeah? It's like, do a fist pump and start clapping real loud, like, yeah. And the rest of the team laughed at him. Like his own teammates was like, what? Like, that was when I was like, yo, it's over. He's crazy. Like, he's just not, he's not all there. Yeah. But, yeah, Karen, Adam Morrison, I agree.
Kerry Kittles? I never really liked his game.
Oh, yeah, NBA. From Villanova.
Yep.
Yeah, that's because they kept comparing him to Ray Allen. Nope, don't see it. But he did have a horrific injury.
Ooh,
so.
I'm going to tell you who. Big Country.
Oh, Brian Reeves.
Yes.
They hyped him up big.
He went to what, Vancouver or something? And
yeah. He went a high pick, too. They thought he was going to be a franchise center.
Yep.
And, he just turned out to be a real big dude. Not very good. my brother and my father moved some furniture in his house for him, and he actually gave them the furniture for moving it because he was just like, I don't want it. So he must have still been doing good, you know? He must have invested or something. Oh, man, who else was I like? This dude's, oh, I thought Rashad McKenzie was going to be good. I was like, oh, his game more designed for the NBA anyway. He could put the ball on the ground. He could go ISO. Nope. I was wrong. He's terrible.
Find the chat room saying Kerry Kittles.
Yeah, that's who Justin brought up. Kerry Kittles.
They might be asking who he is. He went to the Nets.
Yeah, he went to the Nets. Broke his leg like really bad like 2 years in. He was on the cover of Slam with that Nets cover where they were like, we got Nets. And it's Stephon Marbury, Keith Van Horn. Ooh, Keith Van Horn. That's another one I thought was going to be nice. And he never clicked for that dude.
I know who he is because I remember Kobe rattling off all the people that was drafted before him. Mm-hmm. And he was one of the people.
Keith Van Horn, dog. He was nice in college, man. But, oh, you know who else was nice in college? Serbiak, Wally Serbiak.
Yep.
He had that tournament where that motherfucker averaged like 25 points a game. And everybody was like, oh, this nigga need to be the number one pick. And, nope, he don't. He was trash. He turned into just a jump shooter when he got to the NBA. All that money to shoot threes.
Sheldon Williams.
And he's a Carolina player, isn't he?
Wait, Marvin Williams or?
I think Sheldon went to Carolina.
Yeah, but I don't remember Sheldon Williams being that good in college. Now niggas just naming people that went.
No, because he married the light skin. No, he went to Duke.
Yeah.
That's the one that went to Duke and married the light skin.
But Sheldon Williams wasn't no fucking college stupid. Like, you know superstar?
What? Around here, he
just
was.
Naming people then.
Around here in North Carolina.
Nah, y'all
was.
Just naming.
I don't know
people.
About Nashville.
Nah, y'all niggas just naming people y'all know. Sheldon Williams was never any type of star. Even locally, it was understood he wasn't good. Like, it wasn't like give Sheldon the ball, watch him go to work. Like, come on, man. Sheldon was just a big ass 7 foot tall dude that went to Duke.
Sebastian Telfair had a lot of hype, but he never, I don't even think he went to college, but he had a lot of hype behind
did.
Him. And never did anything.
Man, I really thought Chris Carwell was going to be good. And that's because I thought Grant Hill was the man. And then they had another light-skinned nigga that went to Duke right after him. I was like, oh, so this nigga going to be good, too. And he wasn't.
Yo, I pulled up that draft class with Rashard McCants. You had Marvin Williams for Carolina.
Yeah, everybody thought he was so. But see, I never
was. Marvin Williams went two.
Yeah, I never was sold on him because, one, he was still the sixth man on the team.
Yep.
And like, if you can't crack the top five, then something's wrong.
Well, they
you.
Kept trying to say because it was a freshman, remember?
Right. Yeah.
And the other guys were like seniors.
Yeah, but it was obvious like he wasn't that polished. And then he got them stiff hips, man. You know what I mean? Like,
what's a stiff hip? Like, can't move?
Like, he just not.
Okay.
He don't move smooth enough.
I thought it was slang. I was trying to figure out what was happening.
He wasn't able to really put the ball on the ground and make moves, which. For the swing player that he was going to be in the NBA, you need to be able to put the ball down sometimes, man. Like, it's not that he's terrible in the pros, but he just was never going to be the star people were predicting.
Well, he need to come hang with me because I got stiff hips too, honey. Yeah.
That whole draft class was a bust. That's that 2005. Andrew Bogut was one.
Yeah.
Marvin Williams was two. Deron Williams, hate that dude.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Paul, ass clown.
Yep.
Raymond Felton. Martell Webster, Charlie Villanueva, Channing Frye, Ike Deku, I guess, I don't even know. Andrew Bynum, no need. Some dude from Spain, and Sean May and then Rashard McCants, top 14.
Damn, that's pretty bad. Other than Felton and May.
I mean, Felton.
Paul, oh, no, May was terrible because he ended up getting hurt and getting fat. So, yep.
But Felton, Paul, and Deron still around.
That's it.
With names still. But
and people was mad at us for getting Felton, but, I mean, look at all them busts. We lucky that the Bobcats lucky to get a player that was still in the league.
And you needed a guard at the time.
Yeah,
and
we didn't have a choice.
He's a serviceable guard. He's just not a superstar the way in college you was like, he's that guard for your team.
Right. All right, man. So that's our emails. I don't think we got any comments on the website. I guess we should talk about everybody's big major thing.
Who won fantasy?
Who won games? Fantasy? That's right.
Who won fantasy games?
That is right, Justin. How did you know, bro? First of all, in the leagues that count, Balls Deep and the TBGWT Fantasy League, I went 1-0. I went
1-1.
1-1, yeah.
I'm 1-1 as well.
And Kara, do you know?
I'm 1-2.
No, I'll say in the leagues that count.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
Balls Deep and, you know, let me just go look it up.
Yeah, and Balls Deep, and Balls Deep, I lost, right now. I lost by like 10.
I'm gonna tell you what happened. All right, so Balls Deep, I won by 6.7 now. I mean, 6 points. Here's the thing though. I had the scoring fucked up in the first week.
Yeah.
And I had to fix it because apparently I don't know my fractions. And, that fucked up everybody's score. And then the other thing was, I had it at 0.05 points per reception. And it's supposed to be half a point per reception. So I actually ended up going from losing to winning, over my man Andre. Sorry about that, Dre. But, I don't know if it switched anybody else's score or not, but, that's what happened for me. Karen won in this league, really took care of business over Money Mayweather, 105 to 0.4 to 91.2. Now, I don't know who runs this team. Like, y'all gotta put y'all's, like, Twitter names or something in here.
Right, cause
ain't nobody listen to our show named Money Mayweather. And Bay was the initials, and y'all got a little too clever, so now I can't even shout you out on the show.
Right, y'all got me know who I'm winning and losing to.
But Karen whooped that ass, man. It was pretty bad. Looks like your big performers for you, Karen, was Calvin Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
No, that was his performer, mm-hmm. Calvin Johnson.
Yeah, he on his side.
31.9, wasted. Wasted.
Not wasted.
Just lost. All kinds of loss.
Who else on that team,
you
know,
though? Because like, I don't think I know who I am.
Karen, on that team?
Yeah.
Giovanni Bernard, Steven Jackson, Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers killed everybody with that Thursday night game against Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Tavon Austin, Rob Gronkowski, T.Y. Hilton, the Bucks defense, and Justin Tucker. So, and there was no way they could have won. Like, anything they would have switched. Oh, they left Deshaun Jackson on their bench? Damn, nigga. For Tavon Austin? What the hell was you thinking?
Or even T.Y. Hilton.
Oh, and they left the 49ers defense on their bench. They could have won. Oh, you left the 49ers defense on your bench against Romo. Shame on you. Yeah. Shame, I say.
Because they was whooping ass.
You should have lost. That's just bad management.
17 points.
Yeah. Like, when I lose, I like it to be like, well, shit, what was I supposed to do? Like,
I ain't mad. I probably
there's nobody I could have started. I don't like it to be like, well, I fucked up, didn't I? And Karen's big performers were, let's see, Nick Foles, 18, Monty Ball, 15. Le'Veon Bell gave a 28.7.
But it was against Cleveland. So
yeah,
I was like, any team I got playing Cleveland, Cleveland getting run.
And Karen didn't get much from Dez Bryant, Vincent Jackson, Kyle Rudolph. She actually got some out of Greg Jennings. Are you serious right now?
Yeah.
He back from the dead? Oh, that's because they whooped the shit out of St. Louis, so everybody scored. Her defense gave her -7, though.
Right.
And she still won.
Look, you Saints.
And Blair Walsh, official kicker of the 06-010. So yeah, all right. What's the name of your team in here?
I think this is the team I got, a Pimp Name Slickback.
All right. Pimp Name Slickback. Let me see if I can find. Here we go. Justin's team, lost 91-106. Could you have won? Let's see. It doesn't look like it. You started Tony Romo.
Right. So you lucky. But he got more points. look what Brady got me, though.
Yeah, 12.3.
Like that wouldn't help.
Gino
had more points than Romo
and Brady.
Yeah.
Is he smart or stupid, man?
Marcus Wheaton, man. He went from 5 points when you changed the points, he jumped up to 12.
Yeah, that's because of the point per reception.
Yeah.
But Demaryius Thomas didn't give you much.
I know.
You got a lot out of Vernon Davis and Anquan Boldin, though.
That's what I expected out of them.
Okay.
But look at my Rams D.
AJ Green. -2. Yeah, hold up. AJ Green gave you 22.6. Yeah. You see that touchdown AJ got?
Yes.
Son.
My dog.
That shit look like, that shit like a video game.
Bruh.
Oh.
I was like, my son. My son. Yo, and he had me worried because, you know, this was before you changed the scoring.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, fuck. He only got me like 4 points. You know what I'm saying? Like, then I was like, it jumped up to 10. I was like, oh, he must have did something. And I didn't get to see any of the games. I just saw the highlights. So
Yeah.
It was beautiful though, man. It was beautiful.
Nate, I just noticed you do have three quarterbacks. What's up with that? Geno, Tom Brady, and Tony Romo, you want three mediocre quarterbacks?
Geno I got because that was my fucking round pick.
Oh, okay.
I remember I was like, it was at the end, him and LeGarrette.
Yeah, you know me, I don't fuck around, so I can't relate.
Nah, them
I quit. You know, I failed. The only thing I failed in school was recess.
Nah, it was my fucking, I don't, oh, Lord. I normally don't get that far on the bench where I need that many players.
Okay.
But like things like Jordan Reed hurt, you know what I'm saying? Like that's going to affect my lineup. I'm going to have to make some changes.
It looked like my man Heggs beat you with just some solid play. Drew Brees gave him points.
Yeah.
Then he got Jeremy Maclin, Greg Olsen scored a touchdown. DeAndre Hopkins also scored a touchdown. So he just had four people that scored touchdowns.
The Rams -2.
Oh, yeah, that killed you.
The Rams -2.
Yeah, that killed
you. Then Frank Gore was inches from scoring a touchdown.
Oh, man, they did. They blew Dallas out, but they were not giving Frank Gore the ball.
Right.
What a weird-ass game.
Romo threw three picks, man. Come on, man.
Yeah.
The first game.
And let me look at my team in Balls Deep League, the Ferguson PD. Played the pickle pig feet. I won by 6, man. What killed him is he started RG3.
We talked about that too. He still started.
It's like they don't listen to the show. And so he started RG3 and got 8.9 points.
But I'm tripping with Romo though, right? I'm tripping for starting Romo.
I mean, not as hard as RG3, but yeah, you was tripping. Brandon Marshall got him a touchdown. Reggie Wayne scored. He scored 14 points.
And he gonna have to put them on the bench.
Martellus Bennett got 17.
And you know that's not gonna happen again.
Oh, he got Torrey Smith, so I know he hurting. I wonder if he started him this week because last night he gave me nothing.
Yikes!
Look,
he kept looking when they hollered out Smith, but it was the wrong Smith.
The wrong one.
And I ended up beating him with Russell Wilson, my sleeper pick. Probably the sleeper pick quarterback of the whole draft.
You know, low-key, when I watched that, I was like, I should have been watching him preseason.
Yep, you was jealous because I told you I was on top of that shit, man. He looked so good in preseason. I said, I think I can get him late.
But see, I never paid him any attention. I wasn't watching the games.
That's his best power is nobody pays him any attention.
Not
right.
him, but I don't watch. I really don't watch the. That's the thing about it. I really don't watch these games. As y'all can tell by how I comment on the sports, I really don't watch sports.
Well, is it really required for what we do? For what we about to talk about?
It's not required.
LeSean McCoy went off a little bit. Alvin Moore. I didn't really have anybody that went off big. Andre Johnson, Jordy Nelson. Anyway, I whooped your ass, Andre. And don't you ever bring that weak shit up in my house again. All right? It's my league. And now who will win this matchup? I'm voting late. Me, nigga. And I'm right.
Oh, Lord.
100% for me. That's who won the matchup. All right, man. Let's talk about our other game. This way we could do our NFL preview at the same time.
Yeah.
Have y'all already made y'all pick for yesterday's game?
I picked wrong on it.
Yep. I also picked wrong. I picked the Steelers, not realizing that, of course, the Ravens were going to win because they want to prove they can win without the controversy over their head of Ray Rice.
Yep.
So I fucked up. But let's look at this week's matchups, guys. Atlanta Falcons versus the Cincinnati Bengals. Who are you taking? The Bengals are at home.
I got the Bengals.
Bengals. So yep. Matt Ryan's offensive shootout performance does nothing for you?
Mm-mm.
You know what it is, man? Mm-hmm. I realize with fantasy football, and you've said it before multiple times, but I really just root for my players, my guys.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any Hawks. I want to see AJ Green go the fuck off on Atlanta.
Okay.
I'm going for the Bengals.
I'm taking the Falcons on the road. Mm-hmm. I think they got all their pieces back. They played the Saints and won. Oh, wait. They on the road. Fuck. They good in that dome, man. I don't know about on the road. You know what? I am going to go Bengals. Fuck. Y'all got me picking Andy Dalton.
I don't got you picked. Go with the Falcons. Roll with them.
That's what you want?
Yeah, I'm going back to the Falcons. Fuck it.
Roll with them.
Yeah. I hate Andy Dalton, man. He the worst. And Joe Flacco ain't nothing but a brunette Andy Dalton, by the way.
Oh, Lord.
I'm serious. He had 166 yards last night, all of them to Steve Smith. That nigga not good, man. Yep. Couldn't get no connections to Torrey. Miami Dolphins, Buffalo Bills at the Buffalo Bills. Both teams are 1-1, 1-0.
Buffalo.
Miami.
Buffalo. Cam's going. Y'all, are y'all making y'all picks? Did y'all say this?
Yep.
No, I already made my picks.
Oh, okay. So you already know. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go EJ Mayo.
Tannehill.
Shit.
Mike Wallace.
I do like me some Sammy Watkins. I'm going to go Buffalo. I think that defense is better. We'll see.
Yep.
New Orleans Saints and Cleveland Browns. Everybody's picking the Saints in this one.
Yeah,
I'm assuming we're all picking the Saints.
Yes. Yeah. If you pick the Browns, it's just because you're hoping to win somewhere.
Yeah, you're already desperate week one.
Like, you're putting 1,000 on the Saints.
Yeah.
But you'll save 100. You'll save 100 to put on the Browns.
Dallas Cowboys at the Tennessee Titans.
Man,
who you got? I'm going Dallas Cowboys.
I'm going Cowboys because I got Romo starting.
I just don't think Romo can play that bad again.
That's what I said.
I feel like this is the game where he makes you realize, like, oh, I can't not. Like, this is the game where you benched him.
Right.
And then he actually puts up a decent fantasy day. That's my guess. Although Tennessee Titans defense is better than you think. Yeah. I'm still going I'm Dallas. Going Cowboys. I can't do it.
I'm gonna let them look. How could you be a Cowboy fan though? Like, as a Washington fan, I don't really have expectations. Yeah. I just root for them.
If you're a Cowboys fan, Tony Romo basically has had you in the elevator for 10 years.
Oh, Lord.
Like, you should leave. What's the point?
Time to go.
Who are you trying to prove anything to? You know, I was talking to Lance today and I was like, yo, I think he's a Cowboys fan. Makes sense. If you know Lance.
Yes.
I was like, dog, y'all should have picked Manziel. And he was like, nah. Manziel is just a system quarterback. He's mediocre. I was like, dog, ain't you tired of the same fucking script every year with Romo?
Well, what's wrong with being a system quarterback?
Right. I said, look at Russell Wilson. He was a game manager. Maybe you don't need a fucking franchise QB, man. Maybe that's the problem with the Cowboys. Y'all always looking for a franchise. Well, y'all need to start managing the game like fucking everybody else.
You can't say look at Russell this year.
Nah, I mean, but last year, he was clearly a game manager, and they won a Super Bowl.
And this year, man, he coming out like he got the eye of the tiger, like he got the glow.
Right. Patriots versus the Vikings. I'm going to go with
Vikings. I'm going with Vikings.
The Vikings are at home. They beat the shit out of the St. Louis last week. I'm going to go with the Patriots. I'm going with the Patriots on the road. Karen?
Okay, we skipped the Detroit Carolina game.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. You're right. I apologize.
Okay, because I was like, wait a minute.
We'll do it after this one. But Patriots, Minnesota, Karen.
Patriots.
All right, Justin went with the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, man.
Detroit Lions, Carolina Panthers, Detroit Lions.
Lions.
All right.
Karen, you going against the whole team?
Oh, yeah.
Normally, I thought your allegiance was with Cam. He coming back, too.
It is, but no.
Yeah, Donkey Kong Sue gonna be all over.
Who's Donkey Kong Sue?
You'll see.
Yeah, and Dominican Sue is a, you'll see.
You'll see.
Arizona Cardinals, playing against the Giants. Give me everybody against the Giants.
Arizona.
I have the Giants going 0-16 this year.
Oh, they're gonna be terrible.
Jacksonville Jaguars and the Redskins.
Washington, of course.
Jacksonville
for Karen. Justice says Washington.
Yeah, you just put me down for Washington every week.
I'm gonna say, let me think about this. RG3 at home, coming off that Houston loss that was on the road last week.
Houston was a tough team.
Trying to prove that Houston defense is really good.
I knew that was gonna be tough.
Jacksonville did have the Eagles down 17-0 in the first half last week,
and that was the best they're gonna do all season against anybody.
I'm gonna go with Washington only because I think that quarterback controversy is just gonna pop up in Jacksonville at some point, and I feel like this is one of those losses to get some closer to it.
I will say this though,
mm-hmm.
I think it'll be a close, low scoring game.
Well, Jacksonville's wide receivers are banged up, so it's possible, and nobody's gonna play them as bad as the Eagles did in that first half. So. The Rams play the Bucks. Give me the Bucks. The Bucks are at home. The Rams have, do y'all know who the Rams quarterback is?
I forgot, but I'm
neither
going,
do they.
But I'm going with the Rams.
All right, good luck.
I'm going with the Rams too.
Ooh, both of y'all going with the Rams over Shirley Wines Bucks. Wow. Yeah.
No disrespect, Shirley.
Oh, no, I still love you, Shirley.
Shirley, we do.
Seahawks play the San Diego Chargers in San Diego. Seahawks.
Who got the guess on this?
All right, we sweeping that. Denver Broncos against the Kansas City Chiefs. The Kansas City Chiefs defense lost two starters for the year.
Denver.
Last season. Yeah. I mean, last game, last weekend. So
I'm rolling with Peyton.
Yeah, I got to go Peyton, too. Peyton.
Not Eli.
Yeah.
No Eli.
Yeah. What's that like?
Not Dead Manning.
What's that song on Kanye's song, like Devil in the Something Dress? Where
Devil
he's like
in the Blue Dress?
Yeah, where he's like, Satan. That's how I say Peyton. Peyton. She say she love Eli, but she love Peyton. Jets play the Packers, and the Packers are at home, and they're 0-1. The Jets are 1-0.
Geno or Rodgers?
Now, here's the thing. Is Geno, do you believe in what Geno did last week, or?
He won, but did he do anything special? Was he out there balling?
I mean.
He got me 14 points.
He did some things that were special needs. 221 passing yards. I mean, you know, it's not terrible. I don't think, did he even have an interception? I feel like he didn't. One touchdown, one interception. Wow, look at this. 96.6 QB rating. It's pretty good. 23 for 28 completion attempts.
Let me see the rushing. What did the rushing do? He did pretty good. I'm going with Geno. I'm rolling with Geno.
All right.
Yeah, I'm rolling with Geno.
Now that was against the Oakland Raiders. I'm gonna go with the Packers at home.
Why are you bringing up facts?
That was against Oakland Raiders.
And statistics
at home.
Where'd you go with Karen?
Me, Green Bay.
Green Bay. Okay.
Houston Texans and the Oakland Raiders. They're Texas. At Oakland.
Texans.
Everybody's going Texans. I'm going Oakland.
Okay. Who was their quarterback?
David Carr, little brother. Oh.
And you know what? And he was balling. I saw the highlights. He actually was doing okay.
Here's the problem with this pick, though, man. Like,
you didn't see J.J. White last week.
People forgot. Well, they lost. They did lose Jadeveon.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about
now, that. Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing, right? I know I need to pick Houston, but Houston was, like, last in the league last year. You know, there's a reason they got the number one pick.
Yep.
Now they lost the number one pick, and they about to go play on the road, man. I need to see it one more week to believe in it, so I'm going with Oakland at home.
I'm going Houston just because I'm biased and I don't like the Raiders.
Yeah.
I spent years hating on them so much, just talking slander. My nephew was a Raider fan.
Okay.
So for all them years of slander, I have to pick against them. Nothing right. personal. No disrespect.
The Bears and the 49ers. The Bears wide receivers are both hurt. And the 49ers defense, like, they didn't lose a step even without Aldon Smith. I'm going with them.
Aldon Smith, what did he do again?
DUIs, I think. Philadelphia Eagles and Indianapolis Colts.
I almost went Colts, but I'm going Eagles.
Karen?
Because I got LeSean McCoy in one of my leagues.
Karen's going Colts? I'm going Colts.
I got LeSean in one of my leagues. He gonna do the damn thing.
Yeah. Listen, nothing was scarier than that 17 down to to motherfucking the Jaguars last week. So yeah, I don't trust it. I feel like the Colts are 0-1.
Who did the Colts play? They lost to Denver.
Denver. You know that? I don't know if you've heard the stat before, but. Andrew Luck has never lost back-to-back games since he's coming to NFL.
I don't know.
His streak is at 33 games, which is tied with Dan Marino right now.
Man, he put up 370 points. I mean, passing yards.
Mm-hmm. He going to do that to the Eagles, too, man. So I'm actually going to reverse the score from last week as my tiebreaker and say Colts will beat the Eagles 34-17. Hope I'm wrong. We need to look at the standings, man. Let's see what the standings look like.
How do you get to them?
at the top it should say my group or something like that, and then one of the groups says TBGWT.
Okay.
In the standings right now, the only people that everybody cares about, the leader is Jay Sarge with 12. And there's a couple other people tied for 12. Coming in second is everybody else. We have 11. Me and Karen have 11, and Jay Trill has 11. So, there you go.
I thought I was like down at the bottom.
Nah, Jay White, dog. We all got 11. So we'll see what happens in this week.
That's not me.
Wait, this ain't you. Not Jay White.
No, that ain't me. I would love to get credit for it, but that ain't me.
Oh, rhyme over reason. Oh, nigga, 8th. Jesus Christ. You're terrible. Just give up. Damn.
I'm guessing too, Justin, so I'm shocked. I'm so high too.
Wow.
I'm not concerned, Karen, because I know some of my picks were biased.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
You need to be concerned. So that's terrible.
Like, I knew some of my picks were biased just like this week when I picked them. It's bias is going into it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to just say you're terrible. Okay. All right, man. Let's talk about all this shit. Do we want to do Ray Rice first or we want to do it last? What do y'all want to do? It's up to me. I mean, up to y'all.
It's Karen, up to me.
Karen, you the woman in this situation. I don't want you to provoke me, so I'm going to let you choose.
Oh, Lord. But if you want to, we can go ahead and get it over with because I know that's what
it's
most
a lot. It's a lot of stuff. So let's do it.
It'll take the whole show.
First things right. That happened last week, the video of the actual footage of Ray Rice in the elevator leaked. It was the short footage that didn't show them necessarily right before they got on the elevator, but it showed them on the elevator where it was the grainy cell phone footage of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't enhanced enough to see like some of the smaller things that came out later. But what it looked like it showed was they got on the elevator. He kind of like mushes at her on the wall and then he punches her. And then she turns around and lunges towards him. It doesn't even look like she's trying to hit him necessarily, but she was like going to do something. Like it wasn't like she was swinging a punch, but she was going to like, I don't know, push him, try to get close enough to claw him something. I don't know. But at this point in that, from what we had seen though, he clearly was an instigator. And then he like did a left hook and like knocked her out against the railing. Her head hit the railing in the elevator and she was knocked unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
Then they show him like drag her out, leave her feet all in the elevator doorway,
mm-hmm.
and then kind of kick at her. And then you see security walk up. What y'all think about the footage when it released? Because we've talked about it ad nauseum on the show. I think I've been very staunchly on the side that Ray Rice pretty much went too far. There's no excuse for it. And people don't need to defend it. People don't need to talk about being provoked.
Right.
And when you see I told people on the show a lot of times and on Twitter, when you see it, it's different than just this conceptualizing of it, this theorizing
right.
of it, the debate that people like to have, this analytical shit. When you just see a fucking like dude that can bench press 400 pounds punch a little woman, it something inside of you just goes, that's wrong. And it doesn't matter. Like, she didn't have a weapon or anything. It just, that's just wrong. You don't treat someone like that you love. So what did y'all think when y'all saw the footage? Did it change anything about how y'all viewed the entire affair, Karen?
No, my mind was already made up.
All right. And like, Justin?
Mm-mm.
No, I didn't change my opinion about it, seeing the footage.
Yeah.
He admitted, well, I don't know if he blatantly admitted, but I know we knew he knocked her out. We knew he beat the fuck out of her.
Now, were you shocked to see so many people, do like a 180? Cause like I don't know how many people you saw arguing on his side earlier. But like for me, I was exhausted cause like on Twitter, like motherfuckers were arguing me down, dog. Like, nah, you don't know what you're talking about. This is, this is really what's going on. And, sometimes you got to hit a woman, basically. And after this came out, I couldn't find one of those guys.
Mm-mm.
They left me the fuck alone. Now, none of them came and apologized,
mm-mm.
but they weren't out here on the front street talking about some women be provoking anymore because the video was out. So I was kind of, you know, but I was more surprised at people like Jason Whitlock and shit like that were like, well, now I'm disgusted. Like, you, the police report didn't discuss you, the footage of him dragging her.
Cause,
like,
cause none of that mattered. Cause when you talk in theories and you talk educational and you talk all political, you know, people get on their high horses and want to get, how can you say? They want to talk about it in the abstract versus talking about it like it could happen to somebody they love or it could happen to their mom. Everybody want to act like this is always somebody else's goddamn problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know we joke often, even sometimes about domestic violence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nothing's wrong with it's funny.
Right.
But the thing of it is that we're rash enough to know that hitting a woman is wrong.
Right.
And, or not just a woman, but using violence and attacking someone else is wrong, in these situations. And so I didn't need the video to know it was wrong.
Right.
And he deserved more consequences. And we had talked about that in the beginning.
Yeah.
That, you know, two games wasn't we didn't really feel like that was it was a consequence. It was a punishment, but was that really enough in the beginning? No. And he went back and changed it based off the fact that he knows that that wasn't really enough.
Yeah. It just kept feeling like, at the end of the day, people are going to see this shit and be like, cause we knew, that's the thing. We knew that more footage was out there. From day one, they were like, there's elevator footage, which is amazing to me that everything got lost in the shuffle. I guess people just thought it's never coming out, so it doesn't matter.
I didn't think it was coming out.
Yeah, but we knew there was we knew there was footage. Like, it was like people, it was like, I was reading reports that said stuff in the report, like, the NFL has seen the footage in the elevator and it's even worse. Police have seen the footage in the elevator and it's even worse. All of that stuff was, hey, it's out there.
Yeah.
But
I guess I don't get what's worse than him saying, look, I hit my woman. You saw her knocked unconscious and I had to carry her out the elevator. What do you mean it's, and it's worse? Like, what was worse than what I just said?
And like, what did you think happened to make her unconscious?
Right.
You know, like, I read the Whitlock article and it was so fucking stupid, cause the guy's a fucking idiot, man. But he says in his, article, like, I assume she had tripped and fell while lunging at him. Like, why would you assume that when it's not anywhere in the police report?
And that's not what he said. Ray Rice himself said.
Yeah, any of this shit could have been, like, you could have confirmed any of this, you know, but, you know, now you needed to come along on it. You need to come around. You watched a man drag his fiance. Like, what could
be? And kick her in the original video.
Right. What could be more fucking despicable than that?
Yep.
You know, I don't understand what you need to see to be like, this is an abusive situation.
Right.
And that, you know, the thing is, even if it happened one time, it's still fucked up. Cause I know other people are more like, well, you know, people make mistakes and all that kind of shit. And I get it. I know I sound judgmental, but that's the kind of mistake that when you make it, that's because y'all don't need to be together. You don't need to be putting your hands on each other.
Mm.
Like, y'all both need, like, help individually before y'all can even be with somebody else. Cause
yes, you do.
That's not love. That, you know, that's not love, hitting people and shit, man. It's not right.
You know, the thing about it too is that he originally came out and I think he lied about it. No, he just told the security guard. That was the only person he lied to. But everybody else, he was honest with about. And he was like, look, I fucked up. You know, I did put hands on, I fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
This is what happened. I could see if they was like, oh, it's worse because he told lies about the situation and had you believing it was something different than what it was. You know what I mean? But you knew what it was.
And it's in the police report.
And for people that made excuses for it are predominantly the same people that if they was in the elevator, they probably would have hit their woman too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
That's how I feel, man. I know that there's a lot of guys who do the, I've never touched a woman. It's wrong, blah, blah, blah. But if I blah, blah, and I always think, but if means you would do it.
Yep.
Like, I don't really care for the excuses, but if, yeah, you would do it. Like, you don't really see anything wrong with it. At the end of the day, you're the kind of coward that would do that shit.
Cause when Solange Gate came out, it really was, that couldn't have been me. She couldn't attack me like
and
that.
And joking on Jay-Z for not knocking her the fuck out.
It's like, so, but now when you see what happens when he does respond, now you're going to get on right? No, it was wrong from the beginning. Right.
And like the staff said when they came up to him, he just called somebody and said, I'm going to jail tonight. So maybe a lawyer or a team person. But it wasn't like, you know, the concern for his woman wasn't there. And when she came
well, her
to,
well-being.
Yeah, when she came to, she said, how can you do me like this, Ray? I'm the mother of your children.
Yeah, it wasn't, I need to get her help.
Right.
No, you could tell he didn't care from the way he dragged her lifeless body out of there. Because it just she seemed, was not moving.
It seemed so nonchalant. Like, we've
right.
done this before.
And kicked her like, bitch, get up.
Maybe I've never knocked you all the way out before, but I've definitely put hands on you before. It looked like that. Now, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know much about abuse. I don't watch it play out, but the casualness that it went with, that just felt very like, oh, this is old hat.
And I know I joked that they was going to get married and they got married and all those things. But I want to believe that his intentions were sincere when he got married. And I want to believe that he's working through counseling. But it's hard for me to truly believe it because counseling was forced on him by the court. And the marriage was so impulsive that I feel like now she's probably in more danger. Mm-hmm. Because the spotlight of the NFL is not on him now.
Well, they said when the first responders arrived, he told them she's intoxicated. She drank too much. I'm just trying to get her to the room. Not knowing, I guess, that they had footage that he had hit her. Yeah. And when she gained consciousness, said, how can you do this? I'm the mother of your kids.
I feel like her life is in more danger now than it was before.
Maybe, I don't know. Like, honestly, I just feel like, because I don't know the inner workings of this shit, but, you know, people that I know, like, personally have told me, like, that they have some sort of connections to that family, whether it's neighbors or friends or family members of, like, Janae. And it sounds very, like, battered woman syndrome. And this is just officially, like, all allegedly unofficial, none of this, all speculation. But these people told me, like, I'm friends with their family, and they've been trying to get her away from him, and she basically picks them over him. There's other people that are like, yo, she's like, the kids and the luxuries and shit comes first. So she got to deal with some asswomen every once in a while, that's fine. Which, you know, a lot of people turn around and then start blaming her for that kind of shit. Mm-hmm. Which I don't know how that works. Honestly, I'm not here to like, blame the victim of some shit like this. Cause I can't imagine the kind of head trick that goes on when someone that you think loves you is beating on you. And is the father of your child and all this shit. I have no idea what goes on in that household, but it's just so like sad. No matter how it worked out, it's profoundly sad.
Right. And you say you don't know how people can do it. Like, and not you, but I'm referring to the other people that make that. You watch What's Love Got to Do with It with Tina Turner. Mm-hmm. Like, you've seen several of your other icons go through these relationships. That's how they do it, because they truly believe that person loves them, and it's their fault that they're getting beat on, and not the person is actually doing the ass whipping.
Well, we all have the Lifetime channel. Yeah. We've seen it.
Yeah, we watch Snap, too, so,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So it was funny because, the full footage came out and we find out that not only did he, and the full footage is enhanced because it's actually directly from the cameras. So not only did he spit on her in the elevator, which you couldn't tell on the grainy footage, he spit on her before they got in the elevator.
That's when she slapped him?
Right. He spits on her.
Play that. Throw that video in the chat if you have it. I'll search for it.
Yeah, I don't have it, and I'm on some real shit. I'm not showing it. Like, I don't even want to show it anymore because I feel like it's everybody's seen it that's wanted to see it, and it's kind of like out of control now. And I think it is at a point where it's more damaging to Janae Palmer and people that have been abused, and than it is to. Then it is like educational to people to see it, you know? Like, I think with SportsCenter playing it on a loop 24/7 for like 2 days, mm-hmm. like that's enough, you know? But yeah, he spit on her. She kind of slaps him, walks into the elevator, he spits on her again. She turns around. She has kind of her back to him. He punches her in the face, not that hard, but I'm sure hard to her and hard to me if it happened to me. And I'm only saying it in relative terms because the next punch that he hits her with knocks her out. Mm-hmm. And it was really hard. He hit her like you hit a man. And it was just inexcusable, dog. So, apparently, they were arguing and some people said they heard it,
He's a woman beater, man. You think they yelled it out?
Yeah.
When he was in the elevator, people was on the outside. He's a woman beater, man. Okay. He's in there. He's a woman beater.
According to this, it says he dragged out of elevators, met by hotel staff. One of them can be heard saying she's drunk, right? And then no cops. But Rice didn't respond. So I guess they were almost offering to cover it up. I wonder if they were doing that because they felt uncomfortable. Because they knew what happened. You know what I mean? Like, you just knocked him out. You got to get over there. She's drunk. Don't hurt me, Mr. Rice. I don't want to be beaten, too. So Harbaugh and Goodell, the Ravens organization and the NFL, both say, hey, we didn't know about this video because everybody was so mad.
I don't believe them.
Right. Keep in mind, the Ravens organization is the one that, despite the police report, they tried to Janae Rice out there to apologize for her role in it, whatever that means. Ray Rice never apologized to her during their press conference. Mm-mm. We played the whole thing on our show.
Mm-mm.
And then at the end of that, they told Ray that we respect him and we're proud of him and how he's handling all this. Nobody really respected it enough because they terminated his contract, as a Raven. Then the NFL banned him from any team for a year and said, it can be revisited in a year, but he's basically, indefinitely banned and before it can be revisited, a year has to pass. So, what'd y'all think about that part?
You want me to go?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he should have been punished twice for what they already knew had occurred. Just because you can see it.
Yeah, they fucked up and they admitted they fucked up. Because they suspended him for 2 games. Then Roger Goodell came out and said, I fucked up. I should have done it for a minimum of 6. And then after that, you're basically kicked out of the league for a year. You can file for reinstatement.
Yep.
So they admitted that they fucked up. I don't see how this tape coming out changes any of that.
Yeah.
If you wanted to do something, then maybe when you come out and say, I fucked up, you retroactively change the suspension to 6 games. Then you at least could have made an argument for why you doing it. Like, well, we didn't have policy, but now I do have a policy. I've been thinking about it, and I'm going to change the suspension to 6 games. I can understand that. But kicking him out of the league because we saw what happened?
That's not our fault.
It's not his fault that y'all saw. At this point, he's done everything y'all asked him to do.
Yep. And not only that, Ray was honest about what occurred. Because they not saying Ray deceived us with what occurred.
Well, they are now. The argument at the time was exactly that. Now, I don't believe he lied. Hold on. Let me take that back. I do believe he lied. But what I believe happened is that the police report contains all the shit you want to know.
Yep.
The actual footage, I think either they saw it in the NFL or that someone in the office saw it or they don't want to see it. Because it was quite fucking obvious there was whatever happened in the elevator. If we could get the footage of him coming out of the elevator from the casino, then it's fucking obvious someone has the footage from the actual elevator. And it wasn't like the casino wasn't cooperating. You know, that doesn't even make sense. The footage is already out there. So why would they like suddenly go, no, we're not going to show you what happened in the elevator. That's crazy.
Well, but I think they did. They knew. And I think Ray told them from the beginning.
Yeah, I think they knew too. But this is their case, right? What they're saying is hey, we didn't know about this footage and we were lied to by Ray Rice. Now, here's the thing, because I've come to this conclusion, and it might sound a little complex or whatever, but this is my personal belief. I think Roger Goodell just finally got caught up.
Yep.
I do think Janae Palmer and Ray Rice lied to him. I think they lied to the police too. That's why they both were charged. And that's why she went and did the press conference. Whether it's under coercion because she's scared for her and her child, or whether it's because she has a twisted belief, hey, this is love and we're going to make this work. And, you know, what I have to do to keep him getting a check is what I have to do, and it's none of your business. I do believe that she and Ray kind of concocted a cover up. And that's one of the things that make me believe that they've done this a lot of times before, because she immediately was like, what's the story for us to continue to be us? So to me, it's like she's probably lied to her family before, probably had a lot of work people before, probably had a lot of other parents of their kids before, you know, like people know this shit.
Yeah,
and the lie was so like, quote unquote, good, that it didn't paint Ray Rice in a positive light, but it painted him in the least negative light you can have when you know a man knocks someone unconscious that he's supposed to be in love with. So like, it didn't absolve him, but it gave a whole lot of macho, misogynistic assholes a good out. Like, hey, what are you supposed to do when a woman's trying to fight you?
When she provoked, but see, the reason I say I don't think they, because the police had the video. Right. Mm-hmm. I don't, them lying to the police does no good, because the police, look, I got the evidence.
But it's
fuck
not,
your lies.
But it's not, but when you're lying, here's the thing. It's still his first offense. And when you're lying to the police, what you're basically lying about is something that they can't really prove, which is, oh, I did spit on him. I did provoke him. I was saying shit. It's like, we got this footage. It doesn't look like that's what happened. Oh, no, that's what happened. I mean, I can't make you not do that, but we're still going to file charges, you know? Yep, go ahead and, I mean, we can't stop you from filing charges, but in court, I won't testify against them, and I'm going to say that I was in on it. Like, the police can't win.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a perfect lie if you want to cover some shit up, if you're a quote-unquote team after you knocked me the fuck out. Now we're a team again. now we're going to go ahead and tell this lie.
Hey, no, I am team. It's us now.
Right. Now, here's the thing that I'm saying about Roger Goodell. Now, I have no sympathy for this man, because I've been calling that this shit would happen for literally years at this point. From the day he started being Principal Goodell. Anyone that's listened to the Blackout Tip knows I have a long track record of basically saying this dude is setting himself up for a fail. And this is like one of the fails is starting, right? I do believe that when they came in there, he didn't remember when he had his punishment hearing for Ray Rice. Janae Palmer was in the room.
Which makes no sense to me.
Right. She don't work for the Ravens.
Right.
Yeah. She ain't an NFL employee. She ain't never got a check. But yet she's in the room, right? I think they went in the room together and said, we're going to scam the fuck out of Roger. You're going to say it was just as much your fault as it is mine.
It
I'm going to apologize for my role in it, but you're going to provide me the cover to be the sympathetic guy. Like, oh, this only happened one time. I lost control. You were acting really crazy. I had to do something. And we're going to just rely on the fact that they want it to go away. They're not going to look into it. And, I don't know. Roger Goodell's not a fucking counselor or a therapist. Of course he doesn't know. So he's supposed to be a commissioner of an NFL league. He should never be involved in this morality policing from jump. Why? Because different people's morals are different. You know, like nope. The same reason people don't like when they saw Matt Leinart chugging beer at a party, which isn't illegal, but people were like, yo, what's going to happen? Is he going to get fined? Because people have different morals all over the country. One man's morals should not dictate the punishment for an entire league. So it was just a matter of time until he got in over his head. He didn't have a fucking counselor in there with him. He didn't read no fucking books about abuse. He doesn't know whether Janae Palmer is a serial abuse, battered woman syndrome, suffering, victim of this shit. He doesn't know that, or if it was really just, these motherfuckers just like to fight all the time. You know what I mean? Like, he got fooled, and I still say fuck him and he should be fired, even with that.
Yeah, but you, even outside of all those things,
yeah,
they already gave Ray his consequence, whether you just not seeing the video or not. Don't punish me twice.
This is how I feel about it. I feel about it like this. From the beginning, the NFL, the league, don't give a fuck about women. And we are at an age now where women, like black folks, I see women's rights the same way as I see racism. And it's just one of those things where our voices have been ignored. And so this came up and women was like, we are not going to let this die. You better do something. And when you come out with two games, that from the beginning started everything. If he would have gave him a half a year, I honestly think a year suspension should have been from the beginning. 6 games to a year should have been. If he would have did that and all this relevant stuff would have came out, I still think people would have been mad, but I don't think the outrage would have been as mad.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I do think if he would have suspended him for like a half a season,
right
away, people would have, like, he needed to go to a point where people went, is this too harsh?
Right.
That's the exact point he wanted to go to where people go, wow, he's never been in trouble before. They need to get counseling, and Goodell just spending them for 8 games. Yeah. Wow. That's right. That's half a season of paychecks.
Because I go back and you have to look at his track record. You have to go back and look how he got on the Patriots, how he got on the Saints, how he treated Michael Vick. You have to go back and look at the incidents in the past. And this is one of those things where if you're going to be hard on everybody, you need to be hard across the board.
Because Greg Hardy shouldn't even be playing right now. He was found guilty in his initial trial.
Right.
Well,
we'll get on him in a second. I want to keep all this shit Ray Rice related. And I know it does span to a lot of other topics, but trust me, I got those stories.
Okay. And for me, I think that the NFL, because they're deaf to women issues, when the two games came out and people got angry, because women make up 40% of your audience. We are a huge population. You spend billions of dollars marketing jerseys to us, pocketbooks to us, all this shit. You want our goddamn money, but then we matter. We matter. And our issues and our problems matter, regardless of if you want to hear them or not. We matter because our fucking money spends just like anybody else's. And go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, the problem is none of this shit should matter. To be quite honest, before Goodell, they weren't doing the moral policing.
That's true.
As much as people don't like David Stern, he never went to these lengths.
Mm-mm.
And I don't like Goodell because basically he capitalized off of the fact that people were very desirous to see black men punished. They're jealous of these motherfuckers for having money and access to different things that they don't have and stuff that they feel black people don't deserve.
Right.
It's the same reason they want to force these guys to go to college as long as possible. Not because they think they're going to be good students, but because it keeps them from the money. So they think these guys already are not deserving of the station they have in life. So Goodell rode a PR wave to the top by basically being like, hey, I see that some of these writers who've been complaining about different athletes for years now, even though the NFL and the NBA both have a much lower recidivism rate and criminal rate than society at large, I'm going to start dropping a hammer on these guys. Mm-hmm. You know what's funny? And the study I want to see, what has the effect been? Because from my understanding, this hasn't lessened crime in the NFL. Remember, that was the way this started was, oh, if Goodell punishes Pac-Man Jones and Tank Johnson, that'll show them. Then we'll see that, you know, crime has dropped and obviously we'll see that he was right and the journalists were right. And these black guys just need a strong father figure to kick him in the ass and send him to school like a principal and make him act right. That's it. That was supposed to be the thing. And what the fuck happened? Not a goddamn thing. Crime still happening. It just made a lot of these 40-year-old white males who dislike these black men it made them feel superior because what he was capitalizing off of was straight up racism, right, which is the cultural inferiority of black culture. That's what it was supposed to be about. Look, your culture is just less than mine. You can't help but be a criminal. I have to teach you the right way by giving you a swift kick in the ass. And meanwhile, it's not changing shit.
Right. And it's not changing shit and it's not fixing problems. And the only time you give a goddamn about a women's issues is doing breast cancer month with everybody in goddamn pink. That's the only time I hear anything about women's issues.
Well, do they care or do they get to sell more?
That's the thing, they really don't. It's all a ploy to me, you know, but the thing is like, you get more gains for motherfucking stabbing a dog and having dog fights than you do punching a bitch in the face. And that's the problem. And also I think that because of people's outrage, I agree with Roderick. I think a lot of these issues and problems fall on the players associations. They should have never allowed him to have this much power. They should have had a board, a external group or something to hash out these issues. You give him this power, these are the consequences of it. You just have to deal with the backlash of this. And my thing is this, nobody is promised to work in the NFL. And they have clauses against this shit. It's not like people at their normal 9-to-5 jobs, because people were saying the most ignorant shit. Well, if I punch somebody and fight somebody, I'm not gonna lose my job. Yeah, but you don't go out and represent your company.
You could.
And your ass might lose your job.
Right, yeah. Right, right.
It's a reason every job application asks you if you've been convicted of a misdemeanor or a felony.
Right, so it's very ignorant to say, but the thing is like, depend on what your position at your job is or what your job is. Yes, you can lose your job if you decide to punch your wife in the face and carry her off the elevator. You will lose your job too. So it's funny when you talk to people and they say the most ignorant and idiotic stuff. Now I do agree with the fact that it is double punishment, but it's double punishment for the fact that the league had to, because they're big in the shield. And this became bigger than the shield. So they had to get rid of him. They didn't have an option, no way, choice, because this story got bigger than they ever could have imagined it to be. He couldn't be around.
Yeah, the problem is double punishment because, and it's not right. It's not right.
No.
And it's not fair. But neither is punching your woman, so I'm not defending him.
Right.
If I was his lawyer, I'm sure I could come up with a great defense, but, and I'm assuming he'll sue and probably win, because it's not fair what they did to him. And there's no precedent for what they did either. That being said, I don't give a fuck. It's kind of like Batman at the end of Batman Begins.
I like that too.
Where he looks at Ra's al Ghul and he's like, I'm not going to kill you, but I don't have to save you either. And that's my thing. I don't have to save Ray Rice. But I do agree with Justin. It's wrong how they did him. It is wrong. Cause you already had given him a punishment. Also, for a lot of people that are just like naive to what happened, they didn't do this because it was the moral right thing to do.
No.
They did it because they thought this would make it go away.
Right.
Yep.
They thought no Ray Rice, no more problems. People will stop talking about it. Nope. What more can we do? But it didn't work.
Because people
already realized what I was saying immediately. Niggas was lying.
Right.
Roger Goodell went on CBS and said nobody saw the video.
And then 24 hours.
In my office. Hold on. I'm not done. Before that, before he told that lie, they put out a press statement saying, hey, we ain't seen the video of him punching his fiance. Reporters had written that they had seen it already, and I remember reading them. Here's some examples. Peter King in July wrote, there is one other thing I did not write or refer to, and that is the other videotape the NFL and some Ravens officials have seen from the security camera inside the elevator at the time of the physical altercation between Rice and his fiance. Chris Mortensen from July. We saw the TMZ video of what happened outside when he was dragging her out unconscious. But inside, I'm told from those who have seen the video, it wasn't pretty. In fact, she attacks him. We don't know the reason why. And he strikes her hard. And her head, according to sources I've spoken to, struck the rail inside the elevator and she was unconscious. Now, even that is kind of a twist on what we saw. They're like, she got attacked, but okay.
Maybe if you keep saying it long enough. Everyone else will believe it too.
Jay McManus wrote today, regarding Ray Rice knockout punch, I was told NFL had access to the same evidence as police did when evaluating the 2-game suspension.
And they said that they seen the tapes.
The police in July told, back in July, the Ravens PR said, only thing we know for sure is the police have arrested Ray and Janae and then let them leave together the night they saw the video. But hourly, and possibly for reasons having to do with both legal elements of the case and public relations, the NFL itself was opaque on whether it had seen the video. Privately, top reporters were told in no uncertain terms that the video existed and that the NFL had seen it. Chris Mortensen, now, you know, now that it's out, all these people are going back. Chris Mortensen says Ray Rice video was not made available to them, according to the NFL. Despite requests to law enforcement, nothing on whether the NFL had an account of what happened. What? How Chris Mortensen go from that to this that fast? Like, why did you, how do you even fix your fingers to type that? Like, do you feel crazy or do, cause I know he was like, this is what the NFL told me, but does he also go, but then they told me something else two months ago?
The other thing too is I thought the transcript of what happened in the elevator, the police had, which described the same exact of what you saw. And they read that, which said he knocked her the fuck out on the elevator.
Jeff Zeribiak said, we requested from the law, Aiello told him, we requested from law enforcement all information about the incident, including the video from inside the elevator. That video was not made available to us and no one in our office has seen it until today. Ravens, Jason Lockenfor says, Ravens officials had not seen this Rice video prior to today, but he had described the action in detail, didn't sugarcoat it, source says. So while the actual footage today was new to the Ravens visually, the description Rice gave them was in line with the video displayed. So then why'd you cut him? If he didn't lie, you cut him because we saw it.
Mm-hmm.
And you did it because you thought we would be stupid enough as an audience and a fan base to go, oh, Ray Rice got punished, the end.
Mm-mm.
But they're clearly lying. They're clearly lying. Like I said, first of all, let me play this thing from Adam Schefter. He was fed
up.
First
time as well. And Adam, we know that the NFL has that two-game suspension. We know that Commissioner Roger Goodell said he didn't do enough, and then he changed that ruling moving forward. How, if at all, could that suspension change in light of this new video?
It's a difficult situation because there is what you call double jeopardy, and a player cannot be tried for the same crime or incident twice. He cannot be tried in the legal system, and he cannot be tried under the terms of the CBA. This is an unprecedented case, though. This is something that I don't know that anybody has ever seen. Now, the NFL came out a short time ago and said nobody from its office has seen the video. Now, there have been other people who have said in the press that the NFL, some people in the building, had seen the video. I know Peter King of Monday Morning Quarterback wrote in July that some people in the NFL office had seen the video. So it's unclear exactly who those people are, but the NFL said today nobody had seen the video, which, again, is another issue for another day. But this is a case where if the NFL hadn't seen the video, and it's now seen what everybody has, well, guess what? Under the current terms of the discipline that the league imposed, Ray Rice is now eligible to be reinstated this Friday. I'm sure that would go over real well, seeing this video today and seeing that man back in a locker room getting ready for a football game at the end of this week. Good luck with that.
Jamel, we saw the first video, and there are those who say the first video.
Damn, Adam was mad. That's white man mad right there.
Right. He was like, good. Yeah, he was like, yeah, how well you think this is going to go over?
You know why? Because he watched his mom get slapped one time, and he still ain't cool with that shit.
You know, the other thing is, Adam Schefter reports everything. He's the guy for, like, inside information on the NFL, and he looks pissed that they try to play him for a fool.
Right.
Like, look, y'all try to make me look bad at my job? No, fuck that. Y'all gonna look bad at your job, and I'm gonna let everybody know.
Is there another recording?
They made them look like liars, idiots. There's another one where he went on Sports Center earlier, but I don't want to be redundant.
But yeah, because he's like, I do my job, I do my job well, and y'all lied to me, so fuck you.
So the NFL this morning said security for Atlantic City casinos is handled by the New Jersey State Police. Any videos related to an ongoing criminal investigation are held in custody of the state police. As we said yesterday, we requested from law enforcement any and all information about the incident, including video from inside the elevator. That video was not made available to us. Okay. But Bird went inside the ESPN story about Janae Palmer in this passage. In response to inquiries from ABC News, the New York State Police said the statement from the NFL is not accurate. Investigations of incidents on the casino floor are handled by the New Jersey State Police, but this occurred in an elevator and was handled by the Atlantic City Police Department. We never had the video. So, you know, lies, small lies starting to unravel a little bit. So I was like, okay, I don't know if that's correct. All right. Then Roger Goodell came out on CBS and basically said, look, we ain't seen no video.
We don't know what y'all talking about.
I ain't heard about no video. Mm-hmm. Today, the first day we've seen it. So please, you know, once we saw, we realized he had to go. The AP couldn't wait. It's like they were waiting for the CBS thing to air and they had the tweet all loaded up. Cause apparently there's not only did they send them the video.
Right.
They recorded a voicemail of the NFL, a female NFL executive saying, I received the video and it's terrible. Yes, we saw it. It's terrible. So somebody lying.
Mm-hmm.
Now there has to be an investigation.
Right. And TMZ was on it. TMZ was like, but yeah, you they trust got the video.
Mm-mm. Well, the investigation is supposed to be an independent investigation.
It's not.
Some owners are assisting in it. John Mara and Art Rooney. But it's basically the NFL investigating the NFL.
Right, because they said that the people that they hired have worked with the NFL in the past. They've done an investigation with them. I think one dude who's an owner used to work with this company like for 31 years. This is not going to be an independent investigation.
Yeah, former FBI Director Robert Mueller III is doing the investigation. It says, our role is not to conduct a direct investigation, but to support Mr. Mueller and assist him in gaining whatever access to resources he needs. At the conclusion of Mr. Mueller's investigation, we will receive his findings on behalf of the league's owners. Now, I'm assuming this investigation will take 6 to 7 years.
Right.
To get us an answer. you know, even though Bountygate and Spygate, I'm sure it took a lot shorter. But I'm assuming it's going to take a while to look into this.
And nobody's really asking, what are other players that have been punished for other shit? Like, what are they saying? Like, current players was like, okay.
Well, I saw some of the old players talking shit. Dude from the Steelers, I forget, James Harrison was like, ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. Yeah, I love that line. So it's funny because now that there's an independent investigation, whatever that means, there's a lot of people calling for his job and stuff. There's a lot of little things that happen. Let's go over some of the little shit that happened. Let's stick to the big things and then we'll move on to that. The other thing that happened was after he got caught lying, I turned to NFL Network and they were acting like Fox News when Obama won the presidency.
Yeah.
They was not talking about this shit, dog.
Mm-hmm. ESPN was all over it. We was watching something and they interrupted that shit when this news
around
broke.
The horn.
Yes. Yes.
ESPN didn't give a fuck.
ESPN was like, fuck around
for two
the
days
horn.
In a row.
Yeah, they broke the shit down. The NFL suspended them for two games. Then the video came out. The league pretended they hadn't seen it. Then they suspended Ray Rice indefinitely. So now they're trying to explain it. The NFLPA and Rice were waiting on an official explanation from the league because they didn't get it in writing until just a few minutes ago. I have that somewhere too. But it appears the NFL's official stance for changing its Ray Rice punishment and completely ignoring its new domestic violence policy is that Ray Rice lied to Roger Goodell and other league bigwigs in his description of what happened in the elevator. So that's what they're saying.
But originally they said he didn't lie.
Well, there's a bunch of shit that's not true here. One, obviously they're trying to cover their own ass, get dude out of there. Mm-hmm. The video, is obvious that, they received it and someone saw it. And I don't believe that Roger Goodell or someone close to him didn't see it. And it really doesn't matter if he did or not at this point, but it doesn't matter because no one gets that video and does it passing up the chain of command.
Right.
The only way that happens is if they know Roger Goodell don't want to see it. That's the right. only way.
And he was like, don't show me shit.
If he's like, I need plausible deniability, don't show me that shit. That's the only fucking way. There's no way somebody saw that and went, I don't think Roger Goodell wants to see this. Yep. Before he makes the most important decision about domestic violence. Nah, he don't want
to
see
He would literally have to, I would have it queued up ready for him to see when he come in or sent to his phone like, bro, you got to see this. You got to see it now. And nope, I don't know what to do with it. Nope, it's on you.
Right, you'd probably be fired.
Let alone, there was already a criminal complaint that described it exactly what happened. Already had NFL reporters that said people saw the video. And then, of course, lying is that thing where twofold I don't like it. One, you're going to bring me in as a fucking criminal defendant and talk about some just tell the truth and nothing going to happen to you? Man, I ain't no kid. I expect these motherfuckers to lie. And your dumb ass should too. You know, now the only thing that it's like the NCAA with lies. The only weapon they have is to punish you way harder.
Mm-hmm.
Cause they don't have a court of law. They don't have anything. Mm-hmm. Can put you in jail. So they punish you real hard. They find you lying. But, I also heard that Goodell, this one I actually do believe, didn't punish Ray Rice that hard because he didn't want to disrespect Jhené Palmer, who was also in the room begging for Ray Rice to not get his livelihood cut.
I believe that too.
I absolutely believe it. I believe
right, which is why she shouldn't have been there.
I believe not just that is why Roger Goodell shouldn't be presiding over this shit.
Right.
You're not a counselor, motherfucker. You're just a white dude in a suit that thinks he knows everything. All right. Now we're talking about these little stories. Nair from Catfish posted a selfie in an elevator and said something stupid like, "Hey, no women will get hurt in this elevator." Yeah, come to find out in his book, he wrote about incident how he got kicked out of college because he punched a woman. Yeah, he punched. He wrote about it in a very cowardly way. He says, while I was photographing an individual who didn't like that I was taking pictures, attempted to tackle me and smash my camera to the ground. Since the camera was attached to a strap around my neck, I found myself in a very unpleasant situation, much like a dog with a choke collar. In an effort to free myself, I punched the person and ran off. When I returned minutes later, I discovered the short, stocky, crew-cut style individual that I fought with was a woman, a fact that I hadn't been aware of in the heat of the moment. The next thing I knew, I'd been arrested. The case was dismissed almost immediately, but Sarah Lawrence, the college, took the opportunity to toss me out once and for all. I never even finished my junior year. My attitude was, never mind, no big deal, I had it coming. It didn't matter much to me, but my mom was crushed. She'd already put her neck out for me more times than I could count. And now I was hurting her legacy at the school she loved so much. I'd finally screwed up so badly that it ended her relationship with Sarah Lawrence for good. That's his account.
Mm-hmm.
I already think that's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
You just accidentally punched the crew cut dude and ran off? Okay. All right. So our witnesses there basically said what was happening is they have a dance there called the sleazeball. And at Sarah Lawrence is where everybody dresses up, scantily clad. People make out, you know, it's supposed to be like a big thing. He took pictures of people. There were two women making out, and he started taking pictures of them without their permission. One of them objected to it, and he punched her in the face.
Oh,
Mm-hmm. Punched her directly in the face.
We've seen that aggression out of Neve, too, on the show.
We saw what he did with the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He was taking pictures at the sleazeball, said a witness, a now canceled annual dance at SLC. He started taking pictures of two girls, kissing one of the girls, asking to stop and grabbed his camera. He punched her in the face.
Taking pictures like people was a Condoleezza.
Tumblr post, another person wrote, "For my recollection, there was a party or something going on, and the woman was making out with her girlfriend when Nev walks up without permission and begins taking pictures of them. She asked him to stop. Things quickly escalate. I think maybe she might have tried grabbing at his camera, which is a perfectly understandable thing to do when you're at a college party and some unknown to you walks up and starts taking pictures of you and your partner sharing an intimate moment together, again, without permission. And he ends up punching her in the face. As for the punch itself, the student who was DJing the party that night tells Gawker that Nair's story is definitely bullshit. He says, I saw the punch. Punches on the dance floor, and I've seen lots of them. Look very specific from a DJ booth or stage. I saw Nev deck a girl is basically what I saw from my view. I mean, Neve. From my view, Neve definitely saw who he was punching. I haven't read his book, but if he claimed he was reacting to some wild blind swipe, that's definitely bullshit. Lee was tall for SLC. He was completely square to her. So much that I couldn't see her until after the punch. That's how I know he saw her. I was the DJ almost everything at the school. I also don't drink or do drugs. This combination meant that I saw a lot of these things. In this case, I remember Neve getting to the party. I remember him taking pictures, including mine. And then a while later, I remember becoming aware of something happening on the dance floor. When you're DJing, your field of vision gets pulled upward like that. And I remember getting a pretty good angle of seeing Neve's fist fly. Then a second later, I could see his target. Worst of all, he then bolted, which caused security to accidentally grab a few of the wrong people. Yeah, man. Sounds like he catfished her.
It sounds anyway. Like he was always in trouble, all the time.
Yeah. Also, this is why you don't go on the internet posting shit like that, because niggas will find out.
Right. That's what they do.
Let's see. Kerry Williams blasted NFL. Eagles cornerback Kerry Williams, shout out to the Eagles, said the league dropped the ball in its discipline to Ray Rice from the beginning while voicing his displeasure with the way the league had handled the suspension of his former Ravens teammate. Well, they didn't ask for the tape and they didn't see the part of the video. Obviously, they dropped the ball with that situation. But I know that Ray Rice made a mistake, and I know him as a man and a teammate and a friend. And what he showed in that tape was not him. Everybody always says that. Nigga, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. What you know is what he showed you of him.
Right. He's representative.
Yeah, that's just the way it is, dog. All of this makes a person. It's kind of like when people say, you're not a real man if you hit a woman. No, you're a real man. You're just also a piece of shit person. You're not less of a man now. Like, you don't become, like, your genitals don't drop off. Like, like, there's a lot of quote unquote real men going around hitting women. You know, like, there's just, like, that, people want to, like, make all these categories to make it seem not less real or more predictable or, like, there's some category you can throw this shit into. No, there's women that are dating men and men are hitting them. You know, and don't bring up the bullshit about it goes both ways. I get it, but it breaks down along gender lines to a tune where women are suffering the most. So that's what the fuck I'm talking about.
Right.
I'm getting tired of motherfuckers being like, what about the men?
Right.
You mean the 1 in 30? Okay.
And I have a question.
It's only Tiger.
What about the white people getting killed by police, guys? I don't know.
Right. And that's, like I said, I look at the same way I look at racism. And where are these stories where you see a woman just deck a man out left and right all the time?
It wouldn't fucking matter. It really wouldn't fucking matter. Because someone can come up with those stories, Karen. It's the internet, and it's happening. I don't give a fuck, because statistically, it's not. Those are outliers right. When compared to what the vast majority of abuse looks like in this country.
And that's my point. I don't
so
care
I'm
either.
Just sticking with that. Maybe we work on this first and we work on this other shit.
Yeah.
We all know I'm against both of them. So
me too.
Can we just concentrate on this right now?
No, because
It's becoming the what about black on black violence of domestic abuse.
Right, because you want to change the goddamn subject.
Yeah, you don't really want to talk about it most of the time. You just want to, like, you never bring that shit up randomly on a Tuesday. It's always when someone's talking about Ray Rice or Chris Brown that you want. What about the fuck you? What about that? Kerry Williams said, for him to make a mistake like that and be crucified, in my opinion, is terrible, but that's the world we live in. It's a shame. We have millions of people thinking that they're perfect and they live a great life. They've done nothing wrong. I understand that hitting a woman is very, very disrespectful. It's something I wouldn't want my daughter to go through either, especially the way that went down. We have to almost understand that people make mistakes. I'm not condoning anything he's done, but I can't cast a stone. I'm sinful. I made mistakes. I'm not perfect. People always say that shit about people they like.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Someone should have stopped him right there. Like, so Kerry, what you think about Michael Sam? Ew. The gay sin? Nope. Not in my locker room. We do not play that. And come in here being all gay and shit. Now you want to hit a woman? Fine. Okay, we all make mistakes, but mistakenly sucking a cockatoo? Nope. Disgusting. Just what they did. Oh, another dude, Todd Harriman's, does not know Rice and called the Ravens star what he did uncalled for in any situation. He also took that's the parsing of this that is true, and I do sympathize with these guys who are trying to make the point. It's just kind of like, not gonna be the right time right now, but it's like Justin said, yeah, he got, it's like they framed a guilty man, you know what I mean? Like, Yes, he fucked up. Yes, I was too lenient, but then going way too hard didn't really fix anything either.
Mm-mm.
And it also makes you like a fucking idiot and like you really don't have any rules.
Like you're incompetent.
And I've been saying dude been making it up from jump. Well, now we know, right? A 49ers announcer got suspended for 2 games because he made comments about Jhené Rice during the game.
What'd he say?
Keep in mind, they weren't playing the Ravens. In discussing the controversy regarding the Ravens running back Ray Rice Robinson, his name was Ted Robinson. Robinson said the victim, Ray Rice's wife, Jhené, bore some of the responsibility for not speaking up after she was knocked unconscious by her then fiance. That, to me, is the saddest part of it, Robinson said. And then he apologized after he got suspended for 2 games.
All these people blaming the victim.
Always, man.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's easier to blame the victim than it is to look at the perpetrator and say you're fucking wrong.
That's why I said easier. I'm glad she getting half. Like when she do decide to leave, she deserves half.
But she ain't signed no prenup.
If she leave with her life,
right?
Well, that's what I mean. I'm saying, she decided to leave, divorce him.
After showing the video for 4 days, television network said they're gonna stop showing it. Okay. Glad to see you guys come around. CBS dropped Rihanna as Thursday Night Football's opener amid the Ray Rice scandal. That's unfortunate timing.
Right. It was like, nope.
Good timing for them.
And it was the Ravens' home game, I think.
Yep. They was like, nope, we can't have you up there and you know not you and Chris. Nope.
Yeah, I don't know what song she would even sing because.
Don't matter. We can't be dealing with Ray Rice and Chris Brown. No, thank you.
Yeah.
They didn't know this prior to the season starting, though, that Ray Rice had beat his woman.
Yep. They did, but they only expected 2 games, and they didn't expect people to be mad.
And they knew the Ravens game was going to happen that night, and they knew Rihanna was going to be the singer.
Yeah, they knew all this
when they planned her.
Right.
I'm confused. What? So why drop her now? Just because of that video?
Because of the video.
Right, and people's outrage, people's anger.
This video has a lot of power, man. It's
Because all these people's theories on, she did this and she did that. Mm-hmm.
Well, what I'm saying is that it shouldn't have to have the power. It's like saying... it's like watching Roots, but you've read about slavery and you've read about a lot of the abuse of slavery, Jim Crow rules, all those things. But then it's like, I see the video. It's like, I didn't realize slavery was that bad.
Right.
No, you read about it and you read torture.
For a lot of people, it don't matter. For a lot of people, it's like you said, you read it. It's a theory. It's not real until you actually see a slave get beaten and you're like, God damn.
But you read wrong. I don't understand. What I'm saying. It's like reading wrong and saying, well, you know what? I don't have to correct it because I only read it. I can wipe it from my memory. But if I visually see it, I can't erase it from my eyes.
Right.
So therefore, now I have to correct the situation. No, but it was already wrong in the beginning.
We agree.
Correct it in the beginning.
But so many other people did not view it like that. Like from the beginning, him dragging her out, I was like, that's fucked up. A lot of people made excuses, had these theories, want to get on their soapboxes, talk about how women do this and women do that, and she deserved it. Seeing this video, they was like, God damn, this changes everything. Like I said, my mind was already made up. You didn't have to show me an extra video.
And you know, we talked about this at the gym, but, you know, Ray Rice is the martyr, and I'm okay with him being the martyr for change in a good way, if that's what it creates, and I hope that's what it creates. And that change could be Goodell being gone. He did create the, stiffer penalties for, domestic violence.
Which is his fault.
And you know what? It's just that niggas get so philosophical over this bullshit.
Right.
Like, you want to protect Ray Rice. Like, I had people go, cause I was like, man, to be honest, I wish the court would have been harder on him and he would have went to jail. Well, I'm hesitant to say a brother should ever go to jail because of a mistake they made.
Committed a goddamn crime.
I'm like, so where are we going to put the criminals? Cause are we just going, like, nobody go to jail? Because you can make the same fucking argument about everything, honestly. Yep. You can make the same argument up to killing a person. Well, jail never did anybody any good. I don't know. I got an uncle that robbed a bank and got out and been straight ever fucking since.
Start robbing folk.
I got a couple people that did good. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I
got personal relatives. I know jail saved their life.
Right. And I know being free for some people ain't never did they ass a lick of fucking good either.
Right.
And they ain't doing me no good by doing a bunch of criminal shit. So I'm not sure where the line is. What I do know is the time for sympathy is a little bit past, like, it's a little bit too far once you start beating your woman and shit and getting caught. The time for my sympathy was before that shit.
Now, am I saying that Ray Rice shouldn't be forgiven at some point? I'm not saying that at all. You know what I mean? Because I don't think he should be persecuted.
Here's the thing. He's not being. And that's the thing that's killing me. It's like he's getting the punishment for what he did at this moment. And people are already on some like, well, it shouldn't be forever. Who the fuck said forever? No, niggas acting like he got killed, dog. People are acting like Roger Goodell went to this man's house and fucking killed him. That's not what happened.
Mm-mm.
He still got two able hands and feet and shit. He can go out here and get his ass a job like every other motherfucker that doesn't beat their woman. Like, he can do all the shit that he wants to do.
Yeah.
He just don't get to do NFL related shit for a year minimum. That's it. Like, this idea that he's somehow like, that like, this, like, people keep jumping to this extreme of like, well, look, I'm not saying that he should be raped eternally. It's like, nobody's saying that, though. Why are you acting like we saying it? Because we not saying it either. We saying he need to take a year off and sit his ass down, minimum.
And now I can't expound on, too, what I was saying earlier is when I feel bad for Janae. Because without the cameras being around, seeing Ray Rice every Sunday, and then them having to show her at some point, nobody's going to really see him for a year. If he decided to go in hiding and nobody sees him, I feel like he going to take it out on her.
That's
already extra to what he beaten.
Justin, that's been her life already.
Right, but I'm saying now it's worse. I feel like it might be worse.
It might be. I know
because he don't got to get up and go to work. Before he had to go to work, she had 8 hours of her day, some peace. You know what I'm saying? Now it's like beat her ass and he's still sitting on a recliner, beat her ass again. And I feel bad for her, man.
Dog, I get it. I'm just saying that was her life no matter what, because we knew this happened.
Yeah.
Like, once you know it happened, it's going to be, her life is going to be fucked up because we know it, you know? But yeah, she wrote on Instagram, speaking of which, this started a lot of stuff. People were going in on her.
A picture app. But she wrote, instead of taking a picture and saying it, she got 15 seconds.
It says, I woke up this morning feeling like I had a horrible nightmare, feeling like I'm mourning the death of my closest friend. But to have to accept the fact that it's reality is a nightmare in itself. No one knows the pain that the media and unwanted opinions from options. I think she meant opinions. By the way, white people kept reading that as options because she spelled it that way. It's opinions. Come on, guys. Unwanted opinions from the public has caused my family. To make us relive a moment in our lives that we regret every day is a horrible thing. To take something away from the man I love that he has worked his ass off for is all his life just to gain ratings is horrific. By the way, she's blaming the media for taking his job away. Not him hitting her in the elevator. Not him lying to Goodell or the lie that, you know, she probably was complicit in, whether through coercion or just self-preservation. She was probably in that office line too.
Well, that's why I don't know if she wrote it. That's why I said it was
written.
Yeah,
she might not have written it.
It was written. And it's not a video, which most people do now when they have one to rant like that. And she got 15 seconds.
Well, you know what's funny is I think a lot of people want to paint her in a certain way that makes it convenient for her, for you.
Right.
So it's like, oh, no, Ray Rice wrote that. Like, we want to turn him into Ike Turner. We don't know. She could have written this. I don't even know why. I don't even know why we need to assume that she's not complicit in her circumstances as well.
It had too many errors. She's a two-time college graduate.
I feel you. But I don't know why people want to get to a point where it's like, well, this is her involvement. This is her level of involvement. We don't know. I mean, because you say, well, why would he must have wrote it for? We watched her deliver those words at the press conference. She walked her ass up in that office and lied to Roger Goodell to his face. This is not just so cut and simple that it's just, oh no, Ray Rice is running around the house typing on her phone. Like,
I'm just saying that so it adds on to my theory that she's in danger.
I feel you. I know you're more interested in building up your theory and stuff, and that's cool. But I just think that it's a lot of, you know, like it's very complicated. And I bring that up to mention the fact that Roger Goodell should have no fucking business being around this shit. Mm-hmm. It's complicated. It's not as simple. There's people that love her that probably can't save her from this situation because she's an adult and she can do what the fuck she wants.
Yep,
so die. Even if it's destructive for her and you're like, this man, I don't care if he's a father of your child, it's bad for y'all, come stay with us, whatever. There ain't shit you can do to somebody that's just like, I don't give a fuck. This is what love is. You don't understand our love. So she goes on to say, this is our life, all caps. What don't you all get? No question mark. If your intentions were to hurt us, embarrass us, make us feel alone, take all the happiness away, you succeeded on so many levels. Just know we will continue to grow and show the world what real love is. Ravens Nation, we love you. That last sentence was weird. It's like, what does that have to do with it? What happened? But okay. We ain't mad at the Ravens. We get it. Fans. So yeah, man, like, it's complicated. And to me, I don't have a clear cut answer and I don't have like an overwhelming theory. I just know that at some level, we can't separate her from what the actual stuff that's going on in that house. And no one can make her do what she doesn't want to do because she's an adult. So Roger Goodell has no fucking business being involved. Give that man whatever the right penalty was supposed to be and leave it alone and stop doing it yourself. Get a tribunal. Get some players right. involved. There's a lot of stuff you can do. Get an arbitrator. There's a lot of stuff you can do other than try to be Principal Goodell, who's the soul and the words of the 40-year-old white man that hates these players anyway. Mm-hmm. All right. James Brown talked before the game.
2 years ago, I challenged the NFL community and all men to seriously confront the problem of domestic violence, especially coming on the heels of the murder-suicide of Kansas City Chiefs football player Jovan Belcher and his girlfriend Cassandra Perkins. Yet, here we are again, dealing with the same issue of violence against women. Now, let's be clear. This problem is bigger than football. There has been, appropriately so, intense and widespread outrage following the release of the video showing what happened inside the elevator at the casino. But wouldn't it be productive if this collective outrage, as my colleagues have said, could be channeled to truly hear and address the long-suffering cries for help by so many women? And as they said, do something about it, like an ongoing comprehensive education of men about what healthy, respectful manhood is all about. And it starts with how we view women. Our language is important. For instance, when a guy says, you throw the ball like a girl, or you're a little sissy, it reflects an attitude that devalues women. And attitudes will eventually manifest in some fashion. Women have been at the forefront in the domestic violence awareness and prevention arena. And whether Janae Rice considers herself a victim or not, millions of women in this country are. Consider this. According to domestic violence experts, more than 3 women per day lose their lives at the hands of their partners.
Shit.
That means that since the night of February 15th in Atlantic City, more than 600 women have died. So this is yet another call to men to stand up and take responsibility for their thoughts, their words, their deeds, and as Dion says, to give help or to get help, because our silence is deafening and deadly. We'll be back right after this.
That strong, strong take.
I appreciate that, brother.
Yeah, right. That's all you can say to that. I appreciate you saying that, brother. People need to hear that. Dog, right, and like...
He had a round of applause.
Dog, right. What?
Yeah, he need to clap for that one.
Dog, first of all, the other thing about it too, you know, when people say this shit about, well, what about women that's doing 3 women a day dying?
Come on, dog, a damn day?
3 women a day dying from this shit?
You got to be a cold-blooded motherfucker to be like, so fuck them.
Yeah, what about us? Man, goddamn. Like, you want to fight women that fucking bad, man? Really? More people have shit to say on the other end of it. Paul George. remember what I said, man? His internet need child locks. Been saying it for a while.
Now remember I told you karma. He broke his leg because of karma, right?
Yep, you did say it. And I was like, I don't know, man.
I was like, nah, he been doing some stupid shit. Karma.
Paul George had a series of tweets. Then he had to apologize.
I don't even know what he said, but when you said his name, I knew it was stupid.
Matter of fact, do I have a better link? Because this one just shows, like, when he apologized, I need to see them tweets, because you know how you be reading somebody's tweets and you just like, nigga, what? Is this happening?
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Then you go to the beginning to see if it's sarcasm or not.
Yeah, like, right. I was reading that shit like, that's not really happening. He says, I don't condone hitting women. By the way, imagine all the ebonics, okay, guys? I don't condone hitting, with no G, women, or think it's cool, COO. But if she ain't tripping, then I ain't tripping. .. Let's keep it moving, LOL. Let that man play. If you in a relationship and a woman hits you first and attacking you, .. I don't know why he puts two periods and not three or one. Then you obviously ain't beating her. Homie made a bad choice. Stay up. And then after a few minutes of getting lambasted, I sent him a couple tweets.
Up top, my brother. Yeah, up top.
I was like, this is why they need to take your internet away.
Right.
How good are them drugs they gave you for your leg?
Right, because you on some real good, dog.
Then he said, let me apologize to the women and to the victims of domestic violence.
Didn't he have a daughter, too?
Yep, from the stripper.
Yeah.
That he probably wanted to beat.
He probably
A lot of these dudes have some pent-up anger, man.
Right.
Like, it's a lot of dudes that I don't think do hit women. But they want to so bad.
If they
women.
Could, they would knock they, us if, be fucked
like if,
out.
If they could get away with it, they would. Mm-hmm. Like, if nobody would look at them wrong for it, they would do it so fast. Let me apologize to the women and the victims. He capitalized the victims of domestic violence. People, my intent was not to downplay the situation, ..
What was your intent?
Yeah, you stupid motherfucker.
Oh, it was to make.
I was like, I just want to send you a gift of you breaking your leg over and over. But I didn't, because I'm trying to grow as a person. But I almost sent him a tweet of just, look at this shit. Remember this, dumbass? How did that feel? Bet you want to
send it. I used to send it. This karma.
It's too late now. I've decided
not
to.
The moment has passed.
Yeah.
You probably blocked.
Ravens fans, men and women, went to the game in number 27 to support Ray Rice.
Of course they would.
Mm-hmm.
There's two sides to every story, said 23-year-old waitress from Baltimore. I saw the video. That's their personal business, and it shouldn't have affected his career. I don't agree with I don't agree with domestic violence, but she's still with them, so obviously it wasn't that big a deal. Everyone should just drop it. By the way, fuck Mike Vick. I'm sure she probably added
that. Right.
Hey, you know what, though? Mm-hmm. I've been to Baltimore. I've also seen The Wire. They ain't shit. Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised. No disrespect to any of y'all in Maryland.
Can't be surprised at all, man. That's how they do it, man.
I think they camped out the Occupy people. I think they camped out there the longest. They ain't had nothing else to do.
You know, the thing is, first of all, whatever happened to just wearing like a Eddie Bauer shirt to show you hate women? Now we got to wear Ray Rice shirts. Like, the fashion trends are getting crazy.
Eddie Bauer, what do
you do? No, just douchebags wear them. Ed Hardy. Say Ed Hardy then, Karen. I don't know. You don't matter what I say. You don't keep up with fashion.
No.
Secondly, if you wear that shirt, if you wear a Ray Rice jersey, you're not supporting Ray Rice. You are hating women.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You're like, I think hating women is more important than anything. I'm going to spend my hard-earned money to get a Ray Rice jersey.
Tonight?
They talked to some fans. Let me turn the volume
up. There are. We did a quick walk for about a half an hour in the parking lot as the fans were coming in. We found about five people, three men, two women wearing the Ray Rice jerseys. It's an interesting case because the Ravens are offering fans the chance to turn those jerseys in an exchange for another player. So we wanted to talk to some of these fans and ask them why, despite the controversy, did they decide to wear their Rice jerseys tonight? Kathy, interesting choice of jersey tonight. What did you, I don't think it was a compliment, by the way, but what did you think about it when you put it on? Did you think, I'm trying to make a statement here?
I'm making a statement, and, you know, I don't believe in domestic violence.
Oh.
But I will say, any woman who can hit a man A man shouldn't have to sit there and take the abuse. The abuse goes both ways.
So how would you answer that if somebody said you're supporting what he did by wearing the jersey?
I'm not supporting what he did. I mean, I feel like there's players that did worse than he did, and they're still playing. So I feel like what he was kicked out for wasn't right.
I hope you know he's not playing tonight.
I know.
And you know why he's not playing.
I know.
Yet you're still wearing the jersey. Why?
Well, you know, he's an upstanding citizen here in Baltimore, of course. He's done a lot for the community. And the reality is he made a mistake. He admitted it. He owned up to it, both him and his wife. They were punished for it. And he's doing everything and anything they've asked him to do.
As a woman, she shouldn't have hit him. If I hit you, I would expect you to hit me back. And that's just how that goes.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Everyone has their opinion. It should be an interesting night here at M&T Bank Stadium, and we'll see how many Rice jerseys are in the crowd overall.
Yeah, at some point I would have had to be like, do your eyes work? Like, did you see the video? Or
ma'am, have you been abused?
Have you been hitting both of your eyes,
right,
and that's why you can't see?
That bitch said, if you hit a man, you should get hit back.
Yep.
And a lot of women feel like that, too.
She hate women, too. She probably got a
she
girlfriend.
She do. Yeah, it's women that hate women, yeah. Got issues too.
Yeah. But yeah, what do you do, man? What are you gonna do? Floyd Mayweather was on the side of all the people that also thought that Ray Rice got too harsh of a punishment.
Uh-oh.
Well, of course, because he's a woman beater, Mike.
Yes, he is.
Said the NFL overreacted. See, I think there's a lot of worse things going on in people's households. Also, it's just not caught on video. Is that safe? Is that safe? If that's safe to say.
Man, goddamn, should no woman ever go back to his house.
Right. But like, dog, you got cameras in here? Because I might get my ass beaten. There's going to be no evidence of this.
He's like, you're not even the top five domestic abuser, in my opinion.
You lucky. You only got slapped four times. Did you see the last bitch?
He said, whoever I offended, I apologize. I'm only human. Domestic violence is something I don't condone. Although he's done it three times. Sound like, that's not condoning. I don't know what it is. You definitely participate in it.
Yeah, didn't he serve like 2 or 3 months last
2 months,
time?
2 months last time in 2012. He still maintains his innocence after pleading guilty. So do that logic.
Which one almost dated him? She had a chili?
I don't know.
She thin, boy. He just punched through her face.
Yeah, he says he's been falsely accused many times. Because you know how it is, fellas. We always getting constantly falsely accused.
Yeah, we always make
shit up. I get accused at least once a week.
Yeah, I got accused coming over here today.
Bro, I was at the gym and I almost got accused. I happened to be in the women's room when it happened, but you know, I was just minding my business in the women's room.
So the NFLPA finally got the Ray Rice letter that he's been indefinite suspension. We'll see what happens with that. I'm assuming they're going to fight. No matter how you feel about it, what the reasoning for why they did it is probably a bold-faced lie and definitely some level of wrong. Pete Carroll said the Rice incident changed him and that he will not take players that have domestic violence histories on his team.
My nigga. Mm-hmm. Seattle, man, stay winning, man. I think they're going back to the Super Bowl.
This is what I like to call Russell Wilson privilege. Okay? Because you realize that Negroes can be good at football and don't need to be ignorant. And once he realized that, he said, wait, I got Sherman, who's smart as fuck. Got them dreads, but he's smart. So I ain't scared of him. Been around black people my whole life. And when I got Russell Wilson, shit, all I got to do is keep giving these dudes HGH. I'm good.
Yep, and little weed, little marijuana.
Little weed. We ain't testing.
Smoke it if you got it.
Yeah. He said the commissioner got it right, but it took more time, but we understand why. It's tough everyone is on him about it, but it seems he used the information well once he got it. We all think differently now for all the people involved. Our heart goes out to them, the depth of their pain. So, Pete Carroll. And, of course, let's wrap up Ray Rice's comments with Stephen A. Smith. And this ditty. The National Organization for Women called for Roger Goodell to resign. Terry O'Neill. Anybody that's heard her be interviewed, I find her to be reasonable. I find this is her pet issue, quote unquote, but it's also right in her fucking wheelhouse.
Right.
Also, I do think Roger Goodell should resign. I don't think he will. I actually made a bet with Leslie on Twitter because I was like, I don't think he's gonna lose his job.
Nope.
Because I just don't believe in humans anymore. And I don't think the league is going to kick them out. The same league that still got a team named Redskins.
Right.
And they ain't had a black owner yet. Them white people are like, these motherfuckers ain't about to tell us shit. Until they prove me wrong, I'm going with white people staying in power. So, here's, Terry, here's the segment with Stephen A. Smith discussing Terry O'Neill, the National Organization for Women, wanting Goodell to resign.
Some breaking news here on the show. The National Organization for Women is calling for Commissioner Roger Goodell to resign because of how the NFL handled the Ray Rice case. According to a statement from the now president, Terry O'Neill, let me read it in part. It says the NFL has lost its way. It doesn't have a Ray Rice problem. And it has a violence against women problem. The only workable solution is for Roger Goodell to resign and for his successor to appoint an independent investigator with full authority to gather factual data about domestic violence, dating violence, sexual assault, and stalking within the NFL community, and to recommend real and lasting reforms. Wow. Again, this just breaking from the National Organization for Women. Skip Bayless, your take.
Off the top of my head, Stephen A., I said yesterday that Roger Goodell's job should be in jeopardy, and now the heat has been turned way up by a very powerful organization and force. And I remind you, about 50% of NFL fans are female. So, as we know, the NFL is a very powerful and arrogant organization. Will this make a dent? Will this have an impact? I'm not so sure about that, but I think it should have a big impact. And I'm leaning more and more, day after day, toward that Roger Goodell should resign.
Wow.
And do you notice once again, Skip Bayless, get out of a controversial question.
With ease.
He answered it.
He
directly answered it, too.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't skirt around the question. He didn't beat around the bush. He directly gave a clear, concise answer.
Let's see how Stephen A. Smith tries it.
And he didn't even raise his voice. He had it like in a conversation.
We have secretly replaced Stephen A. Smith's coffee with Folgers.
Absent of us discovering that Roger Goodell saw the video, tried to hide it, acted as if he never saw it, and gave Ray Rice a 2-game suspension only.
Can you not say so?
Absent of those realities, or those discoveries, rather. I'm sorry. I think this woman is off her rocker. I think she's lost her mind. That's right, I said it. This is the most ridiculous nonsense I've ever heard in my life. Roger Goodell deserves to lose his job because, you know, why are you acting like he's Ray Rice? Roger Goodell did not hit Janae Palmer Rice. He hasn't hit any women. And by the way, last time I checked, right. Skip, why are we talking about the NFL as if it's some cesspool for domestic violence? There's a few cases. It's being dealt with. It needs to be dealt with harshly, et cetera, et cetera. There are 1,800 players in the NFL. By and large, most acting like model citizens, never getting in any kind of trouble. What the hell is this?
All right, we got to wrap.
And because this happens, and he mishandled it, he's got to go?
Okay, but there have been...
That's crazy.
Okay, but there have been many cases in the past that have been swept under the carpet. Terrell Suggs' case was one. So I think that...
You mean when Paul Tagliabue was commissioner?
No.
Or the commissioner before him?
No, not when
everything wasn't on Roger Goodell's watch.
Incidents.
Well, it's 1,800 players.
Thank you. I think this is going to have a major
impact. This man deserves to lose his career because of this? He deserves to lose his career because of this. Because the National Organization for Women are going to come out and try to treat Roger Goodell like he has committed domestic violence?
Well, he made a mistake.
He needs to be called in the carpet for it. He needs to be called for the cart to the carpet for it. I get that. But to lose his job, his career, he to see it, to all suffer right. the same punishment as Ray Rice?
Yeah, the again, the information just breaking from the National Please. Organization of Women.
Ridiculous.
They are calling for Roger Goodell's resignation. Obviously, we need a minute for this to settle before we can make some definitive comments. Stephen A. says it's ridiculous. Skip Bayless.
Tell him to call into my show.
Doesn't feel like they are Tell too far it. Off. We're going to leave it here. Heated debate will continue tomorrow. 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN2.
Ridiculous.
Heated debate on whose side?
Because only one person is yelling in that conversation.
Yeah, I noticed one person acting the fucking fool about it.
Right.
And everybody else being pretty calm and level-headed. So
mm-hmm.
how's that exactly a heated debate? It's him acting stupid again.
Kara still accepting that apology, still standing beside him like last time.
Yeah, they was trying to interrupt him. They was like, hey, because
I remember challenging it and was like, nah, she being forced to do that. And as soon as he started talking, she said, we got to go.
Yeah, she tried to help him out.
He was not trying to hit that.
I don't think he'll get reprimanded again, but calling the National Organization for Women off her rocker. Even still, I don't think shit's going to happen to him. It's just him being stupid. I guess I'm cynical and used to it now. Like, someone sent me that clip, and I was like, first of all, it's my week off.
Right.
Everybody keeps sending me clips, asking my opinion on shit. Guys, come on.
Mm-mm.
It's like, you don't like when your boss calls you when you got the week off, do you? Second of all, it wasn't some big controversial thing. It's what he does. Mm-hmm. He's stupid, and he's emotional. This isn't even a top 10 Stephen A. Smith moment.
Mm-mm.
Even in light of his recent debacle, I don't expect a fucking thing to happen to him. I don't even expect him to have to apologize.
Nope.
You know? And also, I think he's kind of right. How about that? I think she is off her rocker if she thinks that man gonna really resign.
Nah, he ain't resigning.
He ain't gonna resign over no fucking women. He don't care. Right. And neither does his fan base. And neither does the media that covers this shit. They don't really care about women.
Mm-mm.
Stephen A. Smith just made the most jackass masculine, macho, male, typical bro response on national TV, and he won't even be forced to apologize because they don't really care about women. This shit is only convenient for it to go away. That's the only reason the shit is about. The second they can make this go away, it's going to go away, and they won't care. It's the saddest part about all this shit. Ray Rice is a scapegoat. Even the only way you can possibly get Goodell or Stephen A. Smith is a scapegoat. Like, all... The biggest thing is societally we don't care about women, and right. it's becoming more and more apparent as women get stronger and stronger voices,
right.
and people start to notice this shit.
They're like, now I gotta pay your ass attention.
But if you think the power structure is gonna switch, you think they're gonna make people resign? I hope you're right. I don't think you're right.
Mm-mm.
You know, I think the National Organization for Women, Terry O'Neill got a perfect point. Yeah, he should have to resign.
He should.
I don't expect him to. Motherfuckers gonna always cake for the commissioner, and there's always gonna be this boys mentality in sports that is, get in the kitchen, leave me alone, woman. You don't get to have an opinion on this. This is my time. Always. It's the most puerile, like emotion that people have. It's just this instinct that a lot of men have where they kind of hate women.
Right.
And it comes out in ways like this. And I think that even on the level of these big ass, like rich owners of this corporation, it exists up there too, where they're going to look at these people that are trying to take their toys and make them care about women. And they're going to say, fuck you. We're not getting rid of Goodell. You're lucky we changed these rules, but we only changed them rules to shut you the fuck up.
Right. And it's the same way they treat Indian people when they get angry about the goddamn team being a racial slur.
Yeah, they don't care, man. Anyway, so I'll be surprised they don't take a fucking poll. Is domestic abuse okay? Just like they do for the Redskins title name. We gave some money to the Domestic Abuse Foundation.
So they're gonna poll all the battered women?
Yeah, we're gonna poll all the battered women. And battered women say, it's okay, please don't hit me. So it looks like we're gonna be fine, guys. Russell Westbrook got engaged to his fellow UCLA basketball player, schoolmate Nina Earle.
Mm-hmm. Threesomes on deck.
Threesomes on deck.
Because I'm sure she's bisexual.
Because she plays?
Because she's a woman and she plays sports.
Yep. That's how Justin does his hard-hitting analysis. Do you know what she looks like?
Yep, she's cute too.
Mm-hmm. Cutie patootie, man.
I don't know how he got her.
Yeah.
Because he dressed weird as fuck.
You know, I already know what all y'all thinking. Is she a black woman? I'll put it in the chat, okay? Let's take guesses on the poll, guys. Is she a black woman? One, two. Let me see how many people are voting for it. She is a black woman. And you see any votes for black woman? Yep, yep, yes, yep, yep. You're correct, guys. Oh, and Jeremy missed it. He said no. She is a black woman.
He joking, man. He had to be joking.
Yeah, he looking like Stevie J in this picture, biting her finger, though. I don't really know if I'm a fan of this picture.
He weird. But you know what? I like Russell and his weird self.
I do. He embraces his weirdness.
But he is weird.
Good for him, man.
Congratulations.
I just realized we talked about Ray Rice so long. This is the first time I have to write a show note about us talking about something different. Like, we did 2.5 hours on bullshitting Ray Rice. Now, 30 minutes was music, but, you know, who cares? An NFL player got a tattoo on his face. St. Louis rookie defensive lineman Ethan Westbrooks made the final 53-man roster on Saturday, beating out Michael Sam for one of the team's final spots. He has a remarkable story. In 2011, he's working at Toys R Us. 3 years later, he's in the NFL.
This nigga to be in a distraction right now.
His unlikely motivational tool is a face tattoo. It's part of the reason for his success. He got the tattoo below his eye in 2011. But, hey, at least he's not sucking any dicks, Tony Dungy. So he was able to make the team.
Right.
And their defense played real well on Sunday.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Got their ass whooped by a Minnesota Vikings team that has a child abuser on it. I mean, damn. Anyway, all he got is a face tattoo, guys. At least it's not cum on his face, am I right? Because that would be too much. Just too much. Really, a face tattoo, man?
I'm just saying, are you crossing the street if you're coming down with a hood on?
I mean, this nigga can never work at Radio Shack again.
True.
Cheerleaders reach a $1.25 million settlement in a lawsuit against the Raiders. The Raiderettes might not get to cheer for a lot of victories on the field this season, but they got to cheer for a victory in court on Thursday. According to the Los Angeles Times, the Raiders have reached a settlement with their cheerleaders that involves a team playing the Raiderettes, paying the Raiderettes $1.25 million. The settlement is still pending court approval. Now, how much is that per Raiderette?
How many Raiderettes is it? 10, 12 of them?
I don't know. Two of them filed the suit. I wonder if they're like, oh, we about to split this.
Five.
Yeah, they're probably going to go back to, like, the first cheerleaders.
Claiming that the team underpaid them, the suit alleged that the team withheld the cheerleaders' pay until after the season, didn't fairly compensate the women for all the hours of work, and asked the cheerleaders to pay for many of their own business expenses.
Paid them at the end of the season.
Yep. One of the cheerleaders who filed a lawsuit estimated that she earned less than $5 an hour in pay.
We talked about that, remember, Karen?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Plus, they probably got them stank coochies.
Yeah, and they had a tutorial on how to clean appropriately.
Why don't you trim that pubic hair up, and maybe we can move you up to $7 an hour.
Karen, you can't be on the show if you don't want to listen to the show, too.
Yeah, come on. Raiders also forced to pay fines for things like bringing the wrong pom-poms to practice. Well, I mean, let's be honest. They are stupid.
Practice, dog.
Talking about practice.
You're talking about practice.
We talking about pee. Oh. A. Give me a A. Give me a C.
Not the game that they live and die for every Sunday out there sweating in the rain. Not that game. We talking about practice.
I'm shaking my titties for $5 an hour. Nope.
And you getting fined. $20 for regular old pop-off. Right.
Tell me how I'm supposed to make my cheers better by practice.
I got to work 5 hours to pay my fine.
How the fuck her titty supposed to stay perky from practice?
Right.
We sitting here. I'm supposed to be doing a franchise cheer, and we in here talking about practice.
I'm supposed to be learning the song to the team, and we talking about practice.
I know. It's funny to me, too. that's the best part of that thing. After watching it 1,000 times, because they laughing at him and he act like they laughing with him. I know, it's funny to me too, nigga. They laughing at your dumb ass.
How the hell I'm supposed to remember these dance routines?
Each cheerleader will get $6,400.
Ain't no money.
How much the lawyers get?
Hey, man. This is not helping. The cheerleaders are stupid.
That's
why
you said, I was like, that is a small amount of
money. You divide the $1.25 million. And,
probably about the 2,000 cheerleaders that was in the transaction.
I just picture the lawyers writing a whole lot of numbers on the sheet of paper. Then at the end, it's like, and $6,400 each. So that'll be, there you go. That adds up to $1.25 million.
Are they going to get taxed out of the $6,400?
Probably.
And it's going to be late taxes too, penalties.
Right. So they probably about $3,000.
Hey, man. Hey. Dog, it's sad they had to fight for this little bit of money.
Women stay get punched in the face.
Dog, they do. It's sad they had to fight for this money in a league with so much money.
Right.
Like, honestly, dude, like,
who represented y'all?
If y'all really want money, go and put your head by Jerry Jones' dick, apparently. Because that's the only way to get it.
Because she about to get paid.
But yeah, and if you've been with the team since January, you get $2,500. On top of that, the two who foul will get $10,000. So, and they said, I'm so excited, honestly, Lacey said. I feel a sense of satisfaction knowing this long journey is over and will end happily for 90 women. I feel very proud about that. I know we're just cheerleaders to people, but we're low-wage workers working for a $1 billion industry. It shows everyone that one little girl who stood up and said, this is not right, changed the way the Raiders do business.
Why'd they call her a little girl?
She called herself a little girl.
No, you gonna pay me more than a quarter of a year worth of pay. Mm-mm.
I'm just saying, I divided $1.25 million by 90, and it came up with about $14,000 a piece.
Yeah, you're paying them lawyers.
Something going on.
Hey, right. You know, I had a job once, and it was payday, and I didn't have my check. I went to where the owner was at the hair salon and got my check. Write my motherfucking check. And she wrote me a personal check right then.
Did you show up and say, give me a C. Give me a H.
I went to cash. No deposit. I wanted the cash at her bank. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right.
Right then and there. Like, don't play with me. Like, right. We ain't playing. How you go a whole year without getting your check, dog?
No.
I'm showing up in somebody's office.
Right. And it was funny. At my job, we get paid bi-weekly. And 1 week, they messed up the biweekly people, and the check was like a week instead of 2 weeks. And it was hilarious because, people that work in the HR, they come in like, 8:30, like really, really late compared to most people. People actually parked and camped outside of the office. Like when they rolled up, people would park. They actually went in and locked the damn door. They locked the doors and didn't come out until they cut everybody checks. And they had to cut checks by like 10:30, 11 in the morning, because people's like, I pay my goddamn bill. My shit will not bounce. I paid my shit last night. No, no, no. Them people was livid.
Yeah, I can't go in the whole season and not get a whole season.
They was out there.
Man, come on, son.
Like the newest shit came out. They was like, yeah, we won't talk to you right there.
I know we joke about them all the time, Rod, and you know, all the stuff they have to do for the teams that they play for. But I really do hope they making so much more money with outside jobs doing something else.
You know they not. Mm-hmm. The Cincinnati Bengals re-signed Devon Steele. He was a guy who was trying to make the practice squad, and he was about to get cut. So they brought him onto the practice squad because his daughter had cancer. And on the practice squad, you get insurance. Wow. And his daughter is adorable. Like, she is everything. So, it was like, you know, a real feel good story. And now, from my latest understanding, he's actually on the team because they had some injuries and shit. But, you know, good for him.
She is adorable.
Yeah, man. It was just one of those moments where you just like, you know, in a league that can just do some horrible shit in the name of money, it's cool to see somebody like part with some money. Like, you know what, dog? Who let's help your daughter out.
Who they coach though?
For
Cincinnati?
Marvin, what's his last name?
Is it Lewis?
Marvin Lewis, yeah.
Okay. Cause I feel black, like that's black something, coach. I feel like that's something he helped, advocate for him.
Yeah. Black coach.
You know, continue to do things the right way. Mm-hmm. That's why I wanted to shout him out.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to him, man.
He gonna make me not, it's just gonna be all focused on Cleveland and not Ohio as a whole. All my slander.
Oh, well, that's good, man. I'm glad to see you coming
around.
And I
like AJ Green, so, you know.
It's good to see you growing up, man.
Gingers, they are with me too.
Yeah. The UFC welcomes back alleged domestic violence abuser Thiago Silva with open arms.
Nice. I'm happy. Isn't he the dude that had beat up that dude and, mm-hmm. and snatched his woman in the car mm-hmm. while they was at a gym?
Yep.
snatched the woman. See, no
keep in mind, Dana White said flatly that Silva would never fight the UFC again. Of course, he's back. As of yesterday. What changed? Not too much. Much as people could tell. Apparently, his ex-wife has fled the country.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Smart.
Yep. So, yeah, he threatened to kill his ex-wife, and even though that she had an order of protection against him, came to that gym looking for him, had a confrontation with the SWAT team. But, hey, welcome back, buddy.
Yep. Go kick some ass.
They eventually downgraded his charges to attempted murder.
What was it before? First degree?
Oh, wait. From attempted murder to aggravated assault with a firearm. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Even though he threatened to kill.
Yeah. So.
Everybody. He apparently said, I'm what happened? To the gym and killing everybody.
Apparently
everybody
what happened? Oh, go ahead, Ken.
No, I'll say he came in was like, everybody getting some.
Apparently what happened was that his wife was uncooperative with the police. Which, I mean, at this point, why would she cooperate? I had a protection order against him. He's attacked me twice since then. I got to handle this on my own. Women in sports again. Mystery woman linked to Jerry Jones scandal tells her side of the story. Apparently, this woman's name, what was her first name? Jenna Weckerly.
The underage girls, right?
They were underage too?
I was thinking. Oh. They look young.
Oh, man, go ahead. The woman who had previously been leaked to the gross photos of Jerry Jones and some strippers. Wow. Editorialized much? Until now, we didn't know how Weckerly was. If all involved in the saga, after speaking to Weckerly's attorney on the phone, we now have her side of the story. Apparently, Weckerly is the one who snapped the photos of Jerry Jones posing with two strippers. But she never attempted to use those to blackmail Jones, as was alleged by Frank Hoover, the man who originally leaked the photos and also believes he is the son of God. Bowers told me that Weckerly was invited out that night by two women from the photos, strippers named Lindsay and Jordan, and that the three of them began hanging out with Jerry Jones after bumping into him. The press release Bowers sent us alleges that Weckerly refused repeated advances from Jones, who is married, who eventually got mad and had his security guards physically remove her from the club. Damn, Jerry used to get in his way, ain't he?
Sure he has for a long time.
Yeah, these are the people y'all think gonna vote to get Goodell out of there, huh? Because you know how much they love women. And you know how Goodell, they not going to make any money with him at the head anymore. He kicked her out. Bowers told me that was some pretty egregious stuff that went on that night, and that Weckerly remains traumatized. That's a lawsuit word. Mm-hmm. He told me that Weckerly is considering litigation against Jones. Bowers also said that Weckerly did, in fact, give the photos to a man named Kevion Hickman. Guess the race, Kevion.
Black.
And another person who makes an appearance in Frank Hoover's description of the grand extortion plot. But that she does not know how the photos fell into Hoover's hands. They suspect Hoover stole them from Hickman's computer at some point. So, anyway, just watch your back out there. Rich men taking photos of strippers. Jerry Jones also was not aware that at the Cowboys 49ers games, there was more 49ers fans than Cowboys fans.
Fitting.
And they got pictures of it and shit.
It's America's team.
Yeah, America's team. Everywhere except Dallas. Am I right, guys? I mean, the way it went, if I had a Cowboys jersey, I would have put on a damn 49ers jersey by the end.
can I borrow it? You know?
Right. Hey, man, you got an extra? USC Athletic Director Pat Hayden was fined $25,000 and reprimanded by the Pac-12. For his action in the third quarter of the Trojans' 13-10 win against Stanford. Hayden left the press box after getting a text message from someone on the USC staff at the request of Steve Sarkisian, who was the coach, who also was reprimanded and went to the sideline where he got into a lively discussion with the officiating crew.
Not lively.
The conduct by Hayden was inappropriate, Pac-12 Commissioner Larry Scott said in a statement. Such actions by an administrator in an attempt to influence the officiating and ultimately outcome of a contest will not be tolerated.
That's a nice way to say he cussed them out.
Yep. And the problem is he's part of the college football playoff selection committee.
Yep. Oh.
So it's like, you know, if you're this biased towards your own school, affecting the outcome of a game, how can we trust you to vote in this stuff? So he had to recuse himself. You know, as part of that thing, so.
And he the same coach that the player accused him of
being racist.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That guy.
I don't even believe that he's racist. By the way, I believe that kid was a bitch.
I believe he's guilty until proven
innocent. I think that kid was light skinned. It's very hot out there.
Yeah.
And you cannot be working them like field niggas. Okay. You gotta be gentle.
They don't respond well under the pressure.
Exactly.
Still guilty till proven innocent.
I hear you. I know what side you would be on. Come on, let's be honest. The very first time that I saw your brown eyes.
We're not used to that hard labor.
Mm-hmm. He's like, what about my fingernails?
You mad? y'all mad? Because we ain't used to that hard labor?
My wavy hair is getting matted.
Work. What you mean? What you mean? Right. Cotton.
I'm supposed to be quarterback.
Outside?
I'm supposed to be quarterback or something. Ron Washington resigned as Rangers manager for a personal matter. Ron Washington.
Called his wife? Doing something she was supposed to be doing?
Now, Ron Washington is a notorious crackhead, for those that don't know. Anytime you have to write in your press release, that it's not about crack.
Oh, it's about crack. All about it.
He wrote in the press release, it's not about crack.
This is no way related to... Hold on, let me see. Today, I submitted my resignation for the job I love, managing the Rangers, in order to devote my full attention to addressing an off-field personal matter. As painful as it is, stepping away from the game is what's best for me and my family. This is in no way related to the disappointing performance of the team this season. We were already discussing 2015, looking forward to getting the Rangers back in the postseason contention. I deeply regret that I've let down the Rangers organization and our great fans. Over the past 8 years, it's been a privilege to be part of some of the best years in club history. I will always be grateful for the opportunities I've had here and for the great management, players, coaches that have made our time here a success. Thank you for respecting my privacy. Journalist Matt Thomas, he released this statement. The Ron Washington resignation did not have anything to do with substance abuse. Per the Rangers, KRLD, and CBS News. So nothing. Anytime you have to throw that out there, you was on them drugs.
When,
bad.
Especially when nobody asked. Yeah. Nobody asked.
Nobody asked. He was like, you know we on them drugs, right? No, I ain't on no goddamn drugs. Quitting for personal reasons.
So, Ron, are you quitting because your wife is not feeling well? You having trouble? No, I'm not on drugs. I'm not doing crack.
Right.
What?
I just wanted to know how your day was going, man. Did you want eggs with this?
So, Ron,
do I want crack with this?
So,
no.
Ron, we heard doctors leak that you're having a heart condition. And that's the reason that you're stepping away. I'm not doing crack, man.
I don't have a crack condition. God damn.
Damn, what?
Y'all always bringing up crack. He's everywhere I look.
So, Ron, we hear this is your daughter's last year in high school, and you wanted to spend some time with her before she went off to college. Is that the reason why you're withdrawing from the team? I don't do drugs. I say no to crack, okay? I'm a family man, and drugs are whack, okay? Crack is whack.
What is it with you people? Just crack, crack, crack. I'll tell you who was very thankful that Ray Rice hit his wife. The NCAA.
Because they slid this right on through.
The NCAA, Roger Goodell can learn a lesson from them.
They shit, man.
Yeah,
came down so hard on Penn State to where everybody went, God damn. I mean, they not still fucking the kids. And they slid this shit right on by on Monday.
It was like, oh, y'all mad about that? Let's release this.
It's like Ray Rice hit that woman on the videotape and then it started scrolling on the bottom. The NCAA lifts Penn State's postseason ban.
Yes.
They had a 4-year postseason ban in 2012. It's only been 2 years. They can now go to the postseason. It's been lifted. And it restored all the scholarships next season.
Nobody paid Disney any attention.
They still got to pay that $60 million fine, but did we ever think they were going to give the money back? Come on. Come on, dog. Come on. But yeah, man. So this is some good news for Penn State fans, man. You stop fucking kids for 2 years and you're right back on top of the kids that you're fucking. ex-NFL star Marion Barber lost his goddamn mind. He brought a loaded gun into a church.
Oh.
Flashed it at the churchgoers.
The pastor?
They all got the Holy Ghost.
He said, catch this spirit.
Feel some of this.
TMZ Sports broke the story.
Shouts out to TMZ Sports.
You know what? I think TMZ is like everywhere. You know, I think they have like three or four people assigned to like one person. Mm-hmm. That was like, somebody always know where this person is.
Nope, it's not it at all. They pay the best.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
They people probably get paid $80,000 and $90,000
to find out.
Rod gave a great example of how they give interviews.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
it is my TMZ Sports.
You want to hear my TMZ interview segment, Karen? Yeah, this is how it works.
Yes.
Kanye West, look over here, Kanye, are you a nigger? Do you like saying nigger? Do you want to talk to nigger? Do you hate when white people say nigger like me when I'm saying nigger right now? Kanye, please, nigger. Does your wife a nigger love a nigger? Nigger, please.
You're a big headed nigger.
Nigger. I ain't saying she's a gold digger. She ain't fucking with no broke nigger. That's how you do that interview. And then they only show you the part where Kanye West is like, I will break your fucking neck, white boy. And it's like, record this, keep rolling. We can edit out the nigger shit earlier. That's how it works.
Hey, they get paid for that. They get their face broke, everything.
That's why Ray Rice can't go nowhere right now. You know, he come out that house and be like, sir, am I provoking you right now? I'm spitting on the ground. I'm spitting at you. Have you ever been spit at? You want to spit on me right now?
Was that him, my girlfriend? Here's my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Hit her.
Yeah, do you like love in the elevator? What's $1 billion in the elevator? Is it only because you had $1 million? Shit was going down? Yeah. That's how they do. Till you fucking snap. And then they show you snapping on TV, man. All these people can't be this crazy.
Mm-mm.
They just show you on TV like, you motherfucking Jews and nigger faggots. They're like, see, look, we got them.
Yeah, following around for 8 hours. Mm-hmm. You trying to drink a mimosa. Mimosas. Did you spit that mimosa on your wife? Did you hit her head with that? Yep. What? Mm-hmm.
They think, you know, you using cuss words you never use, like kike. Dwayne. You leading the 6 o'clock sports center because Mary Barber said kike.
Dwayne, we're here like having extra children. You like having extra children. You want to have a child with my wife too? You want to have another break baby?
I got a kid to give you.
You want
to
have another break baby?
Hey man, just leave me alone, man. Come on.
How long till you divorce this wife? How long till you divorce Gabby?
Hey man, this isn't, come on, man.
You want another break baby? I heard you got another stripper.
Nah, we just got married, man. Please.
You want another break baby though, right?
Is it
your nephew really your break
baby? I will break your motherfucking nose, bitch.
But is this?
And fuck LeBron James. I'm the star of Miami Heat. It's about three. From now on, my new name is three.
And now you hear.
Isn't your nephew really a break baby?
Live on SportsCenter right now. Leading breaking news. Dwayne Wade says, fuck LeBron James. That's how they get you, dog. They break you down. Anyway, so he had to have he's 31. He had to have a mental evaluation after an incident at a church near his home. Here's the thing I thought about with Mary Barber. Remember how he used to run? And he always used to hit the dude rather than go out of bounds?
Yep.
I wonder if this is that some concussion syndrome shit. Well, you know how sometimes they say these dudes would get like really wild emotional outbursts and shit because their brain chemistry is all fucked up now? I would not be surprised if his brain isn't all fucked up because, like, the nigga never went out of bounds, man. He's like, just go out of bounds.
I'm going to take everybody out.
He just run to the fucking corner, turn the corner, and run directly into the biggest nigga in front of him to be like, oh, I trucked him. It's like, dude, your brain is in there.
What?
According to a police report, cops were called to the scene when he was waving around a 9mm handgun with 3 magazines.
He was just praising him.
Mm-hmm.
He
had 51 hollow point bullets.
Woo!
Mm-hmm. Gonna send everybody to heaven. When cops got to church, officers say Barber seemed disoriented. He heard Barber state he did not know what year it was or where he was at.
I believe him.
Cop spoke with a pastor at the church who told him Barber had been speaking erratically inside the church and removed his jacket, showing the congregants his firearms in public. According to the report, a doctor from the Dallas Cowboys was en route to the scene. Unclear if he ever made contact with Barber. Yeah, right. I'm sure he took the slow route. He got a gun? Shit. I'll be there in a couple hours. Send the paramedics first.
Yeah.
Police need to talk to him. Do they still got the gun? Yeah, I'll be there. Hold on. Let me finish eating. Barber was eventually, he on the phone, the shit in the car. Yeah, I'm on my way. I'm on the highway right now. Sir, was that number two? Number two, extra fries.
I'm coming right now.
No, I'm on my way, man. Sir, you know what? I'll just come inside. I'm on my way. I'm pulling into the parking lot.
It's going
right
to be
now.
10 minutes on some fries.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll wait.
I want my fries fresh.
I want all wings. Okay. All wings. Yes.
Sir, that's a special order. You know, it's going to take another 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got all the time. I'm not rushing my ass over there to see Marion Barber with guns. He never leave without hitting people too. Might feel that way about them guns.
True now.
Washington Redskins merchandise sales are down 35%.
Wonder why.
Oh, I hope they keep the name. It's just fun now. Yep. You know what I mean?
Who like, can hold out the longest?
It's so right. It's just so horribly bad for business at this point that I'm really just sitting over here like, they really gonna keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't even like, I don't even know what to say. The FCC, the head of the FCC said the Redskins' name is offensive and derogatory. Now, normally that wouldn't matter, but the FCC is like in charge of television and censorship.
Right, so it's going to be Washington.
He said, I just hope they change it so we don't have to force them to.
All right.
How crazy is this?
The FCC is like, look. We've got the letters and we got the complaints about people saying Washington Redskins.
He's like, we wouldn't watch the California Coons.
Nope.
The New York Niggers.
Nope.
You know, the Tennessee Tar Babies. You couldn't put any of that shit on TV. And now, the Washington Wetbacks have the ball and, looks like they're up 5. But you can't put that on TV. The FCC, man, like, y'all gotta chill, man. This shit looking stupid. All right. Let's get to some, trying to save this one story for the end. LaShawn McCoy didn't tip somebody. He left a 20-cent tip because he said he was disrespected at a restaurant. Everybody kept sending this to me because I'm black guy with tips. Here's the thing. I'm not the black guy who says tip motherfuckers that disrespect you, though.
I know it's so.
And I ain't even saying that because he's an eagle. That's just my standing stance on tipping. You should tip people that do a good job. I tip people no matter what because I'm all self-conscious about that shit ever since I used to be a waiter.
Me too. But I understand how people feel about that though.
Yeah, but I'm never going to tell somebody who got disrespected or bad service that they should tip more than they, you know.
Him, bro. He's a millionaire. He should have tipped her.
Right.
He should have tipped her, bro.
Charlie Sheen said he'll leave $1,000 tip to the waiter that he stiffed. So, Charlie Sheen got you.
Fuck her, bro.
Yeah, he don't care that you got called a nigger or whatever the fuck. Whatever you didn't tip.
Fuck him, bro. He should have tipped.
Hey, man, you know how we're talking about Kenny Football? Black dude, played for Texas A&M, beat Johnny Manziel's record in his first game.
I didn't like that name. I didn't want that name.
Yeah. His name is Kenny Hill, and his parents registered the trademark Kenny Trill. Nice. For his nickname.
Nice.
So, Justin, you were right. I like this nickname better, too.
Yep.
Kenny Trill. The school has actually been stopping people from selling shirts with Kenny Trill on it.
Of course they would.
Yep.
Because they ain't not making no money from it.
And I just hope the motherfuckers don't fight the parents for the trademark, because that would be so shady.
Right.
Like, yeah, actually, y'all can't sell it either, motherfuckers. Your name is ours now.
Right.
Yeah, the NCAA put the burdens on the schools to stop makers and retailers from selling merchandise.
And how you going to stop them?
I mean, you send them a cease and desist letter, and they'll normally take it down because they don't want to get sued. Because then you could take the proceeds to all that shit. So, but I don't know what they would do with the parents. I don't know.
Right.
I mean, the parents, I guess, won't be able to sell anything. It's kind of like the... what's the dude's name that plays he's on the FIBA team right now, Justin, the center, Anthony Davis?
Yep.
It's kind of like him. He trademarked his eyebrow.
Yep.
His unibrow, and, he couldn't do anything to sell it to the guy at school. The 49ers CEO wants to give Ray McDonald due process. So he will continue to play.
Of course they do.
He was arrested on suspicion of domestic violence.
They want, look, they want to slow down them six games as long as possible.
They mm-hmm. like, look, the law involved, because with the Ray Rice situation, the law was involved, but they were like, look, we're not jumping the gun. They was like, when the law says it, then we respond.
I would get it over. If I did it, I'd just get it over with.
Right.
If I did it, I'd just be like, look, they going to find out I did it. Just go ahead and get me out of here. Ain't no tape of it or nothing. So,
you know, and here's my thing. If they punish him, does that take the place of what Goodell would punish him with, though?
I don't know.
Because I would wait. If I'm ownership and I'm looking at it as a
no,
business.
I mean, I would go to Goodell and be like, just punish me now.
And
I mean, if I did it.
And what happened if something where you punish him and then it comes out that they found not guilty?
I mean, he's a black man. We know he did it.
He's a black man, so there's no chance of him being not guilty. Again.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. He was guilty when he was born.
Oh, Lord.
Asked the Ferguson police. Greg Hardy will be kept in the lineup. He briefly was taken out of practice today. Did y'all see the video of the owner of the Panthers crying?
No.
Mm-hmm. What is his name? Jerry.
Did Greg Hardy put hands on him too?
What? Hey, what's the Panthers name? Owner. What's the Panthers owner?
Jerry Richardson.
Jerry Richardson. I got this video.
Well, you say he was crying. I'm wondering if Greg Hardy put hands on him like he did that woman in his apartment that night.
No, but he was crying like shit, man. Listen to this shit, man. Like, you know, he old and had his heart replaced and shit.
Standing before you tonight, I would be remiss.
What the fuck? What?
If I did not acknowledge an issue weighing heavily on our sport and our society.
Is that because he slapped somebody too? It's going to come out later?
I mean, did he beat you?
And when it comes to domestic violence.
His woman beating him. Damn it, Jerry.
Say it with your chest, Jerry.
But racism, okay.
My stance is not one of indifference.
Other bigotry against homosexuals. That's okay.
But I stand firmly against domestic violence, plain and simple. To those who would suggest we've been too slow to act, I ask that you consider not to be too quick to judge. Over the course of our 20 years, we have worked extremely hard to build an organization of integrity.
We gave away Steve Smith. He had so many yards for the Ravens.
Right.
Kevin Benjamin looks good. He would have opened up the field. We're not going to no Super Bowl, dog. We're not even going to the NFC Championship. The Saints look good against the Falcons. It was a blowout.
What was that?
Was he had a strain on the bowel movement?
What's going on here?
He just shit his pants right now.
Right? Did he pee a little bit? What's happening here?
Listen, guys, another funny about domestic violence, all right?
And learn to trust your community. I work forward to continue to earn the trust. And I thank you for this award. Thank you.
Okay. I go back to here.
I work forward.
Where's it at?
Build an organization of integrity.
And then he forced out a fart or something right there.
Right, something moved. Like something
he was
moved.
In pain.
Right. I don't want to belch, so.
That's how I sound when I come.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, we already talked about the nigga getting sued.
But he's still playing Greg Hardy, though, right?
Yeah, Greg Hardy was taking out practice and brought right back today.
Okay.
It was like, we might drop him today, we might not let him play. Yeah, it's still a business at the end of the day.
Yes, it is.
Mike Tyson got into it with did y'all see this? With a Canadian TV host?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I heard about it.
Yeah, apparently, he
must have said the wrong thing to him.
Yeah. They were bringing up the rapes.
I'm just glad Mike Tyson didn't hit him. Yep. So glad.
Yep. They were bringing up the rapes, and he's not a big fan of people bringing up the rapes that he did prison time for.
He would still fuck you up now.
Well, I like that he didn't use his fist. But he definitely told the dude.
I still don't want to mess with him, though.
Well, shit, that's everybody. Everybody except heavyweight fighters. Here's the clip.
Welcome back. Many of you probably know that Mike Tyson, former heavyweight champion, is in town, and he met up with Mayor Rob Ford. Well, he joins us right now with his promoter, Alex.
Mike Tyson and Rob Ford.
Both of you. I'll start with yourself. Many are wondering, how did that happen, this meeting with the mayor?
I have no idea. It's my fault again. No, at the end of the day, he is the mayor of the city. Mike Tyson is here to promote the first ever performance in Canada. And when I had Sugar Ray Leonard come to Montreal to launch the book, we went to the mayor's office. We're here. It's an Abbott. We've both seen the mayor.
And this is the first time probably in the history of Toronto where the mayor is bigger than the whole city. Now he's the biggest celebrity than anybody in the city. Everybody wants to see the mayor. And he's a really dynamic character.
Right, so did you read up on him? You sort of been following
him? No, I didn't read up on him. I watched him on television.
Right.
In the States. And, you know, he's a big hit in the States. A big hit.
Now, some of your critics would say, you know, there's a race for mayor. We know you're a convicted rapist. This can hurt his campaign. How would you respond to that?
Hey, I don't know who said that. You don't even know who said that. You know what I mean? And I don't have no comment to that, you know, because it's negative and you're being negative. And I met the mayor, right, and nothing they can do about it.
We actually had a really good time. We talked about George Travallo, who's a legend in your city, great man with whom Mike spent quite a bit of time yesterday talking about his life, highs and lows.
It's so interesting, you come across like a nice guy, but you're really a piece of shit.
Hey,
that comment. No, that was a piece of fuck you. That was a piece of shit.
Oh. You know, we're doing live TV.
Hey, I don't care. What are you going to do about it?
All right, we got a show to do tonight.
We are.
And a lot of people.
We are.
Where it comes raw and it's the real truth.
Yeah, a lot
it's
of people
will be there to see your show. Just tell us a bit about it.
It speaks for itself. Everyone saw the show.
Right. It's a Broadway production. It went to Vegas. It went to actually 28 cities in the United States. And we're really, really proud to bring it here. And we're actually going to Monaco on October 9th. We're going to be in Monte Carlo.
Right. Is it nerve-wracking for you to do something like this, or is it more nervous for you to box? How does it compare?
I don't know. It's more nerve-wracking for me to hear us talking to a rat piece of shit like you.
We're gonna wrap up the scene. Thank you for coming in.
Oh!
Right. And what did you expect?
Right.
Right.
How did he think that was gonna go over?
You knew what you were doing.
Right.
You knew you were
going
to him.
Expect him to
that
just
shit.
Play that shit off.
He was baiting him, and then he was like, he called him on it immediately. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Here for this. If
he thought about it for 1 second, and then when he tried to come back, he's like, nah, fuck you. This interview is not going how you want.
And then this other thing, dude was like, we're on live TV. Mike was like, and? Like, so fucking what? What the fuck are you going to do? Like, stop asking me stupid ass questions then.
Right.
But I also love it because Mike not going to get in trouble for him getting fined by the whoever controlled the airways up there.
Yeah, you know what's funny to me though is, Rob Ford dropped out of the race after this. So, like, this really might have caused him. Like, he might have been like, oh, okay, dude. Nah, let's just not do this. Let's see. What else? Victor Hill, Florida State. Wait, what is this? Victor Hill got suspended indefinitely. I guess he's a player that goes to Florida State. Oh, why did I save this? Let me read the article. Here we go. Citadel. Oh, the Citadel. That's where he goes. Has it definitely suspended guard Victor Hill, who in an online post Sunday wrote that the Bulldogs offensive line was intentionally going for the knees in Saturday's game against number one Florida State, which lost three defensive linemen to injury during his 37-12 win.
Shit.
Yeah, they really got him because he was confessing to the crime and he had to go. Like, you know, that's why they got rid of him, right? It's not because if it wasn't true, they would have let him go. They would have been like, it's fine. But it's true, nigga. You know, y'all did this. Oh, man. Yep. So they had to, cut him from the team, man. Now, who knows? Indefinite suspension could be two games, could be a half. Who knows?
Yeah.
But he was out here telling the truth. That's why he had to go. If it was a lie, they wouldn't have gave a fuck.
Right there. Nope. Can't be dealing with that bullshit.
Yep. He would have been out here saying, we're going to throw a Hail Mary every play. They'd be like, eh, shut the fuck up. John Calipari is so fucking innovative. The University of Kentucky is actually having basically a pro day. It's a 2-day scouting combine for NBA teams so that his players won't be distracted by NBA scouts visiting throughout the season.
I love it.
Which basically means if you come to Kentucky, you get a free NBA trial for 2 days.
Yep.
Man, he's smart.
And he's doing it on the day when he having high school recruits come to the university.
Yep. He's so ahead of Coach K in this shit.
Right. Smart.
You know? Coach K might be a better in the game coach, but Coach Kyle be recruiting the fuck out of the boys.
I'm going to draw. I don't care about ones and duns. Fuck that.
Mm-hmm. Larry Fitzgerald's daddy was tripping on Twitter.
Yes, he was.
He basically was like, they throwing my son the ball. He said,
I was so happy too.
Yeah, because you was playing against him.
Yep, and I won.
Yeah, dog. I had him on one of my teams. I was like, damn, they ain't throwing it to Larry.
Yep.
But Larry Fitzgerald said, look, my dad just tripping, guys. Calm down.
Smart.
You know.
Ultimate professional. I don't think Larry's ever had any issues.
Mm-mm.
And I remember when they played the Panthers that 1 year in the playoffs right before the Super Bowl, and they went to the Super Bowl. Him and Kurt Warner was walking around South Park Mall. Classy dudes, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, it's storming outside. All right. As a child teaching my son football, I was a lineman. I told him every play I hit somebody. He said, Dad, I want to be a receiver. I told him, being a receiver can work. You can work hard, run our game, and you're dependent on the coach calling a number and the quarterback getting you the ball. The world saw on Monday night the politics and business of football. If it's been decided that you are not getting the ball, just win. So, yep. Larry Fitzgerald Sr. was mad as shit. And then the junior went on and was like, look, man, I'm not mad at all. All
right. Right. Don't pay that old ass man no attention. I'm not fucking up my money because he feel like talking.
The Bulls reached out to Ray Allen. So now these niggas want him too. How many teams is this, Justin? This shit is like,
I feel like
every week we come on here like the Celtics want Ray Allen.
Half the league. Cause he can still shoot.
I know.
Regular season.
Can the Bobcats get in on this?
No, please do.
Kyrie Irving got hurt in the FIBA game before last.
Man.
In the last 90 seconds of the game.
Did you see the video?
Nah, it's fucked up.
Yes.
I don't know if I want to see it.
I mean, it's not hurt like Paul George, but.
Well, he said he got hurt, but he played the next game, but he said he was so fucked up that he couldn't even sit.
Yep, because he landed on his tailbone.
Damn. Yeah, that shit.
If you break your tailbone, it just stay broke. They can't fix it.
Oh.
I don't know if he broke his, but I just know he landed on it, and it looked terrible.
And you know what I thought, man, about this? I'm pretty sure they're not going to win a championship with him and Kevin Love and LeBron now.
They not? Well, I determined it prior to the trade.
If he was really about that life, he would have been like, I'm not playing this game. Because my number one goal is not impressing Coach K. I don't give a fuck what college I went to.
Right.
My number one goal is impressing LeBron James and winning this title.
Yep.
So, I don't know, man. I didn't like that he came back. They won by 20 anyway, so they didn't even need him.
Do you need him anyway on a team full of all-stars?
Playing against scrubs.
If James Harden, the leader of the team, can't make do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And with Derrick Rose, the backup guard, what y'all doing out there then?
Fox Houston reports that Vikings running back Adrian Peterson has been indicted in Montgomery County, Texas for reckless or negligent injury to a child. And a warrant has been issued for his arrest.
Yep, and if you got him on your fantasy football, he got a big old O by his name. And if you were not smart like me and picked his back up, shame on you.
Oh, so he is definitely out.
Yep, he got a big old O on his name.
Oh, shit.
And indicted means social services came out already then, right?
Mm-hmm. He whooped his kid with a switch, dog.
Yeah, my ESPN thing popped up. Was like, oh, yeah, you got Adrian Peterson started? You got it. Oh, he is out.
Man, I'm about to have to do some damn roster surgery during our fucking live broadcast. Yep.
When I
was on one of my teams.
Oh, I immediately changed mine when that shit popped up my phone. When I was drafting, I was like, who is back up? All right, got you.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if I could steal him from somebody that got him.
But don't know.
Go ahead, Justin.
I was going to say, I guess that's good, though. If you got the backup, you straight.
Right.
But when he do come back, if he come back, he going to be angry as hell.
Yeah. I don't even know who they real backup is because, like, Matt Asiata got all the carries last year. But I think they got another nigga, Jerick McKinnon, too. Man, that's actually one of those situations where you don't really want the backup because I don't know which one of these niggas going to get the carries.
Right.
But Asiata was the one who got it last time.
I will say this, though. I'm glad, you know, if he's abusing his child, I'm glad that the child out of that situation.
You know what's funny was, like, it's just really ironic because what's his name had called him? Don Lemon had basically went in on him about fatherhood and shit, being like, you a bad father and you don't, you know. And everybody was like, you went too far. And I thought he went too far, too. But now it's looking like, well, shit, maybe he was onto something, or just by happenstance, he's going to coincidentally end up being right, though he really was wrong.
One out of 10 black men, I mean, educated guess, you're going to get lucky. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, Don, you got lucky on this one, but the other 99 times you was wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just interesting, man. I don't know. We'll see, dog. But let me pick up Asiata in my league where I got.
But it's amazing though. He kept it under wraps up until the indictment, like the inspection and all the other stuff with, you know, other people investigating. It wasn't on the news then.
Yeah,
it seemed like it would have been on the news then. But and, you know,
with the new policy, you know, Goodell also said children.
Yep.
So six games.
Maybe.
You know what they did? And the thing is, the league. Because of this sloppy motherfucker, the league doesn't know, like, it doesn't even know if it has to wait for a conviction or not.
Right.
Cause he skipped due process several times before this.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like the court didn't do anything or the court hasn't had a chance. And then he just hops in like, you suspended. God, I hate him. He's the fucking worst, man. I really could talk about him for an hour, but I'm not going to. We got shit to do, but. He's the fucking worst, man. I hope he loses his job. I'm just so sick of his shit, man.
You ain't the only one.
It's clearly racism that he fucking ascended to the throne with.
Yeah, who got Adrian Peterson? Who is Letty Mae's Lips?
Oh, man, that's good. That's a good name, though. I like that.
Yep.
Let me just make sure I don't have him in no other
league. Terry Daly is Letty Mae's Lips.
Oh, she better hurry up and get him before I do.
No, she got him already.
Oh, I was about to say. But she got Asiata already. See, she need the backup.
The backup.
Yeah,
but
see.
She got him on the black guy. Tips
HC league. Already got him in one of the leagues. Let me look and see. Now I want to look at his roster and see if he got Adrian Peterson too, or if he just. Oh, you just picked him up for no reason. What an asshole. Oh, you an asshole, son. Oh, that's fucked up,
just
man.
Just pick him up like while we was talking.
He must have, man. Yeah. I wouldn't have done that, Dan. I'm not picking him up in the league. I don't have Adrian Peterson in. Oh, man. It's only going to be like
when Adrian not there, they don't run the ball.
Yeah, it's not going to be the same. It's not like that nigga as good as Adrian Peterson. Wasting that roster spot.
Yeah, because I wouldn't even start. Even if I picked up his backup, I'm not starting him.
Yeah. But, yeah, man, and it sounds, and I'm sure more details will come out, but the way it sounds is like he whooped his kid like a year ago. Says Sports 610 in Houston obtained a draft of the police report, which says Peterson admitted that he did, in his words, whoop one of his children last May while the boy was visiting him in Houston. When the 4-year-old boy returned to Minnesota, his mom took him to a doctor. The police report said the boy told the doctor Peterson to hit him with a branch from a tree. And Peterson's so strong, it might have been a branch.
Right.
The doctor told investigators that the boy had a number of lacerations on his thighs, along with bruises-like marks on his lower back and buttocks and cuts on his hands. The police report said the doctor described some of the marks as open wounds and termed it child abuse. Another examiner agreed, calling the cuts extensive.
Them do look like switch marks from when I used to get beat.
Yeah, but these joints cut skin, yo.
Deep. What did they? He didn't.
And you know when you hit a light skinned kid.
That's how I look.
Yeah, when you hit a light skinned kid, they delicate light skin. It bruises much easier than a thick coarse.
Them chocolate kids.
The thick coarse dark. The dark beast skin
of a darkie.
You know, we used to that whip.
You and your leathery skin.
Yeah. It just rolls right off of us. But that house slave hand, it's just not the same, man. You know? But yeah, man, I think he gonna have to catch that suspension, cause it sound like this shit happened a while back. And somebody heard about that policy and was like, you know what? Fuck him anyway. He laid on child support.
Right.
So, all right. Last story. The owner of the Hawks, Bruce Levinson, trying to sell the Hawks. And I think it's a goddamn conspiracy.
That's due to put out that letter.
Self-reported himself for writing a racist letter.
I agree with y'all. Damn. He was like, so this is what we paying? Yeah, I'm racist.
He wanted to get out.
He got the controlling interest in the team. And he wants to be bought out. He reported himself to the league.
I want my money back.
I read the offensive email. Have you read it yet, Justin?
Nope. But isn't he like a new owner too?
Let's see. Yeah, he's pretty new.
Like, he hadn't owned the team more than, what, 5 years?
Right, that? Yeah, because remember the Hawks got bought when Joe Johnson's contract time?
Yep.
Levinson writes in a statement that the racially offensive comments came as a pioneering ways to bridge Atlanta's racial sports divide and increase fan attendance at Hawks games. Now, here's what's funny. Danny Ferry's also involved in this because he, in August 2012, had some inappropriate and offensive comments in a conference call about a scouting report on Luau Deng. We'll get to that soon. But let's just say Danny Ferry's always had a racist face, as far as I'm concerned.
He got black friends, though, right?
Who?
Don't he have some black friends, though?
Doesn't
he hang out with Whitlock?
Duke friends. Because they all went to Duke together. He wrote this email. I think I have the full email. They actually posted it on the Hawks website. Come on, man. I know a setup when I fucking see one. You're not even trying.
It's a fire sale, man. Everything must go.
NBA.com/Hawks/copy Bruce Levinson email. It's on NBA.com, y'all.
He's selling the website too, man.
Right. He was like, you want this? I sell it to you for $25,000.
From Bruce Levinson to Danny Ferriage, racist ass. CC Todd Foreman and Ed Peskowitz. So shout out to y'all niggas. For not reporting the racism earlier. Number one, from day one, I've been impressed with the friendliness and professionalism of the arena staff, food vendors, usher, ticket takers, etc. In our early years, when I would bring folks in from DC, they were blown away by the contrast between A. Poland's arena and Phillips. Some of this is attributable to the Southern Hospital. Guess he meant hospitality and manners, but Bob and his staff do a great job of training. To this day, I cannot get the ushers to call me Bruce, yet they insist on calling me, calling them by their first names. Two, the they be calling me Master Levinson, and I be saying boy. All their first names, coincidentally, are boy.
And John.
The non-premium area food is better than most arenas. Though that's not saying much. I think there's room for improvement and creativity. Levy is our food vendor, so we don't have much control, but they have been good partners, and I've wished we had some iconic offering. Man, he spells a lot of shit wrong. Like Boog's Barbecue baseball stadium.
Did they go through the publicists?
Maybe not.
Well, it's not, because they would have told him, no, you can't post this shit.
Right.
Also, just because you're a CEO of some shit don't make me smart.
True.
Number three, our new restaurant, Red, just opened so too early for me to give you my thoughts. Number four, regarding game ops, and that's when the shit got off the track. I need to start with some background. For the first couple of years we owned the team, I didn't much focus on game operations. Then one day, a light bulb went off when digging into why season ticket base is so small. I was told it's because we can't get 35 to 55-year-old white males at corporations to buy season ticks that are the primary demo for season ticks around the league. When I pushed further, folks generally shrugged their shoulders. Then I started looking around the arena during games and noticed the following. It's 70% black.
Oh, not that they was losing.
It's 70% black. The cheerleaders are black. The music is hip-hop.
It's blackity black, black, black.
At the bars, it's 90% black.
Fucking with black people.
There are few fathers and sons at the games. We are.
You know, shit. Them black daddies ain't never there.
They coming up with every bias he can.
We are.
You think he made a list? What pisses them
let's
off?
See, let's see. They we selling a lot of chicken in the food service.
Yeah, did I say that black women are loud?
They got collard greens, and so it's not. We sell the best food in the South.
Yeah, we got the macaroni and cheese. You know they love that.
Let's see. It's fatherless sons out here.
Yeah.
We keep running out of lip balm.
Do we got Coke 45? We don't sell that yet. We'll get Coke 45 on the menu.
Selling do-rags in the concourse.
We keep running out of cocoa butter. We are doing after-game concerts to attract more fans, and the concerts are either hip-hop or gospel. You niggas and your gospel. Then I started looking around at other arenas. It's completely different. Even D.C., with its affluent black community, never has more than 15% black audience. Before we bought the Hawks, for the couple of years immediately after, in an effort to make the arena look full in the NBA, at the NBA's urging, thousands and thousands of tickets were being given away, predominantly in the black community, adding to the overwhelming black audience. My theory is that the black crowd scared away the whites.
Oh, shit. Now you got to cross the street when they coming in their hoods. You got to clutch your purse on the motherfucking elevator.
Them
is
darkies,
that what he doing
yes,
now?
Yes, them darkies came in here.
Damn,
them away.
That's what I own at now. Okay. Okay. Because maybe you know what? When the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, Mark Cuban, he was speaking. He wasn't speaking from his own personal experience, but speaking through the experience of others, like a lot of rappers do. And he was speaking through the experience of the owner of the Hawks. Because that's some shit sound like he would do right now.
Oh, somebody in the chat room was saying they don't sell pumpkin pie, they sell sweet potato pie.
They got Henny. They got their Henny.
Right. So I get a free purple bag with my drink, right?
I haven't heard it. Or read this letter, but what stereotype will he mention next? Let's see. He hit music. He hit clutching his purse in the elevator. He talked about the fatherless. He talked about the food. He got to bring up watermelon. He got to bring up that, or he going to bring up abuse. It's fights in the arena. Too much violence.
There are simply not enough affluent black fans to build a significant season ticket base. Please don't get me wrong. There was nothing threatening going on in the arena then. I never felt uncomfortable, but I think Southern whites simply were not comfortable being in an arena at a bar where they were in the minority. On fan sites, I would read comments about how dangerous it is around Phillips, yet in our 9 years, I don't know of a mugging or even a pickpocket incident.
Knew he was going to break up the violence.
This was just racist garbage. When I hear some people saying the arena is in the wrong place, I think it's cold for there are too many black people at the games. I've been open with our executive team about the concerns. I've told them I want some white cheerleaders, and while I don't care what color the artist is, I want the music to be music familiar to a 40-year-old white guy. That's our season tickets demo. I've also balked when every fan picked out of the crowd to shoot some shots in some time out contest is black.
They done the lower levels. What are we talking about here?
I've even bitched that the kiss cam is too black.
Oh, Lord, not the kiss cam.
The
all
kiss
them
cam,
big lips.
Dog.
All them big lips.
Big chap lips.
Yeah.
Grabbing ass and titties on the camera. They can't just pucker.
It's too much ass. No. I like them flat like my pancakes.
I have
having
even
twerk contest at halftime.
Get those nigger lips off of my motherfucking TV.
Get them big
having
juicy
Letty Mae
bubble lips off my screen.
Letty Mae Daniel School of Acting lip kissing bubble lips.
Gradually things have changed. My unscientific guess is that our crowd is 40% black now, still four or five times other teams. And my further guess is 40% still feels like 70% to some whites at our games. Our bars are still overwhelmingly black. This is obviously a sensitive topic, but sadly, I think it is far and way the number one reason our season ticket base is so low. And many of our black fans don't have spendable income, which explains why our R&B merchandise F&B, food and beverage, and merchandise sales are so low. At all white Thrasher game sales, we're nearly triple what they are at Hawks games. The extra intermission explains some of it, but not all.
Were they winning games as well?
I don't know.
The Hawks ain't won shit in a long time.
Yeah, also, I mean, does a Thrasher ticket cost as much as a Hawks ticket? Regardless of what time a game starts, we have the latest arriving crowd in the league. It often looks and sounds empty when the team takes the floor. In the past 2 years, we have created a section of rowdy college students that has been a big plus, and we do a lot of very clever stuff during timeouts to entertain the crowd. Our kiss cam is better done than in any in the league. We have all the same halftime acts that other arenas have, but I question whether that they make sense. People are on cell phones during halftime. I wonder if flashing on the scoreboard $2 off hot dogs during halftime night, just as halftime ends, would be a better use of our halftime dollars to make the fans happier. Being on your cell phone is a black thing, though? We do all the usual giveaways, and the fans are usually there loudest when our spirit crew takes the floor to give away t-shirts. It pisses me off that they yell louder for a t-shirt than for our players. Our player intro is...
A lot of arenas...
You know what it is, though? Your team fucking sucks.
Right.
Nobody wants to watch this boring-ass piece of shit. You're lucky black people even come to this bullshit.
Because we know they don't support Louis and shit.
We, like, if it wasn't for the fact this Atlanta, man, and people love basketball, nobody would come to your shit in another city because it fucking sucks. Nobody wants to see those players.
Yep.
Then you got, like, two people on the roster that can dunk. Who want to fucking pay for Josh Smith tickets, nigga? Josh Smith.
Season tickets to see that.
Season tickets to see Josh Smith pass to Joe Johnson.
Or Al Horford.
Yeah, I watched y'all last season. My cousin was on the team. I couldn't watch the fucking games.
Yeah, it was
because it was so bad. And I love my cousin. And I couldn't watch those whole games. It's fucking disorganized chaos. Piece of shit.
Yeah, people will come if you win.
Our player intro is flat. We manufacture a lot of noise, but because of the late arriving crowd and the fact that a lot of blacks don't seem to go as crazy cheering, another one of my theories, as whites.
Why is he victimizing? Why is he blaming the blacks for all his problems because the white people ain't showing up?
Because he want to sell the team and he know people would throw money at racism.
But it sounds like he not going, who wants to buy a team with a bunch of black people that are creating problems that he complaining about?
Somebody who really wants to get into the NBA and feel like they can come and just turn the team around.
Somebody that's not bigoted, you mean? Oh, right. Okay.
Don't go crazy cheering another one of our theories as whites. Okay. Even when we just return from winning four straight on the road, I am one of the few... On the road, bitch, that's not here. Win this game.
No, first of all, that's a lie. Yeah. When the Hawks ever won four straight anything?
Right.
They probably did win four on the road.
They can't hit but four then, straight but free
then they
throws.
But then they come home and they still five under 500.
Yep.
He don't want to talk about that part.
They can't win four straight. They can't hit four straight free throws.
I'm one of the few people in the y'all don't even y'all never even fielded a contending team.
He don't even go to the games.
Right. I'm one of the few people in the arena standing and cheering when our team takes the floor. Bob has kicked around ideas like having starters come down the aisles rather than off the bench during intros.
Damn. The auction block now? You got them coming down the aisle?
Sounds cool, but may highlight all the empty seats at the start of games. Not enough of our fans wear Hawks jerseys at games. I have just begun to push for ideas like discount food lines or folks wearing jerseys, special entrances, etc. I think we need a committed and perhaps incentivized fan club. We need to realize ATL is simply different than every other city. Just adopting NBA's best practices is not enough. We have to create our own. I'm rambling, could possibly go on forever. If you have any specific areas you would like my thoughts on, let me know. Best, Bruce. P.S. I've CC Todd and Ed so they can chime in with additional and different thoughts.
Yeah, he. I want to see those emails. Money. Yeah.
Yeah,
like somebody in the chat room was like, you walk in there and all they got is this goddamn Miracle Whip.
Mm-hmm.
You know we do that mayo.
So, yeah, he sold the team, or he's going to sell the team. I think he's just doing it. I think he's just doing it because he saw that Clippers went for $1 billion.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So he's like, yeah, I'm about to.
Let me get my money back and get the fuck out of here.
He's not going to get that. He might get $500,000.
Yep. So that's part of it. to not to go even further, Danny Ferry was reading the scouting report and said some racist shit about Luau Deng.
Oh.
Our boy. Now, motherfucker, you know we the ones that say racist shit around here.
Right. And especially about him.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get him deported for years.
Like, how you gonna play me like this, dog?
See this outbreak he caused?
Mm-hmm. They say they have audio of it. Let me see if I can play it.
Well, he can shoot the shit out of his door, but he screws you up in other ways. So, is he really worth the $20 million? I would argue that if we can get him the right way and get him in the right space, absolutely. But it doesn't come without some risk. You know, it actually works. You know, you asked about, I talked about Yemen Fry, Boris Diaw, Cephalosia, Luol Deng, Greg Monroe, Pabasol. I mean, I have, if you want to, like, Luol Deng, for example, Michael, can talk a little bit more about him. The rap on him is a little bit, not as torn up as you think. Although he's played a lot of minutes, if you manage it the right way, he'll be fine. He's still a young guy overall. But he is also, he's a good guy overall, but he's not perfect. He's got some African in him.
He's got some African in him. Keep in mind, Danny Ferry went to Duke as well. And so did Luau Deng.
It's one of the people don't like Duke.
And I don't say that in a bad way, other than, he's a guy that...
Great comment with Sterling. Take this shit. That's going to be on TMZ.
He's got a side deal behind you, if that makes sense. Like, he has a storefront out front that's beautiful and great, but he may be selling some counterfeit stuff behind you. And that...
Now, that ain't in no scouting report. He tried to act like, I'm ready for the scouting report. He's saying this off the top of his head.
That makes sense.
No one would write that down, and he's not saying it as if it's written down.
He's got a little bit of African in him.
Yeah, and I don't mean in a bad way, but it's like he's got a beautiful storefront up front, but, you go in the back and it's dirty, or, like Africans.
When I say that, I mean, for example, he can come out and be an unnamed source for a story. And 2 days later come out and say, that was absolutely not me. I can't believe someone said that. But, back to the reporters, it's him.
So he's saying he's not trustworthy, and he'll say he'll be an unnamed source for leaking information about the team. But if you ask him about it, he says it's not him. Because he got some African in him. That's the best way he could. He's not a liar. He's not a little sneaky. He's not. No, he's got African in him, guys. That's an African trait.
And that's enough said.
Because white people don't, white people don't do that. It's not American at all. Ask the Native Americans, the slaves, the British. It's not a white trait.
He could be a lawyer in the locker room when the coach is not around, but when the coach is around, he'd be the greatest guy in the world. He could be a guy, for example, in Chicago. They would tell you that he was good for their culture, but he was not a culture setter. Because he played hard in all those things, but he was very worried about, his bobblehead being the last one given away that year, or that there's not enough stuff of him in the team store. So, he's kind of a little bit of a complex guy.
Yeah. Sounds like a bunch of white dudes sitting, this is how basketball decisions are made?
And the other guy was like, this is going to be on TMZ tonight. Right after he said that, they was like, this one.
Well, this is from 2012.
Because they realized it was stupid, too.
Well, this is from 2012. That's the saddest part.
And is that normal to just record conversations you have about when you're having?
It's a conference call, so they probably record them all for posterity state. Right. That's what my company used to do.
Okay.
Cool. Here's the thing, though. Civil rights leaders wanted to have a meeting with them. So they scheduled a meeting with the Hawks, CEO Steve Koonin.
That's his name.
I gotta Google search him.
What a name.
I gotta see.
I gotta put this on Twitter. The Hawks CEO,
wrong time to have that name, ain't it?
Steve Koonin. How appropriate. Anyway, they canceled the meeting.
He's a white guy.
Of course.
Yep. The civil rights leaders were supposed to meet with him. It got canceled. One of the leaders said the community is greatly offended. It was called off at the last minute. He later received a call from Hawk spokeswoman, spokesman Gary Narain on Tuesday, asking that it be postponed. Said he needed to hear the request. He wanted to hear the request directly from Koonin. Hutchins and other civil rights leaders asked for the meeting to discuss and describe the Hawks' disrespect for people of color. The request followed racially charged comments by the Hawks co-owner Bruce Levinson and general manager Danny Ferry. Koonin had said Tuesday that Ferry will be punished, or he has been punished, but he won't be fired. Adam Silver, or actually no, Luau Deng, said he issued a strongly worded statement, which goes to prove that he's a sneaky African piece of shit.
But, oh.
Disease carrying. Sneaky.
Yeah, disease carrying. He said, he's a little African. He has a little African in him. These words were recently used to describe me. It will ordinarily make any African parent proud to hear their child recognized for their heritage. I'm proud to say that I actually have a lot of African in me, not just a little. For my entire life, my identity has been a source of pride and strength. Among my family and friends in my country of South Sudan and across the border continent of Africa, I can think of no greater privilege than to do what I love for a living while also representing my heritage to the highest stage. Unfortunately, the comment about my heritage was not made with the same respect and appreciation. Concerning my free agency, the focus should purely have been on my professionalism and my ability as an athlete. Every person should have the right to be treated with respect and evaluated as an individual rather than be reduced to a stereotype. I'm saddened and disappointed that this way of thinking still exists today. I'm even more disturbed that it was shared so freely in a business setting. However, there is comfort in knowing that there are people who aren't comfortable with it and have the courage to speak up. In the same way, a generalization should not define a group of people. The attitude of a few should not define a whole organization or league. Ultimately, I'm thankful to be with an organization that appreciates me for who I am and has gone out of its way to make me feel welcome. Magic Johnson spoke up, tweeting, Atlanta Hawks GM Danny Ferry should step down after making racist statements about NBA player Luau Deng. You know, the thing is, like, one, I think Danny Ferry should have been forced to stand down. But this is like I was telling Leslie about these other white motherfuckers. They're not stepping down, dog.
Right.
The kind of these old white people that are in charge of shit. And somebody on my Facebook page, I think it was my man Justin P, he was like, you know, are we really calling people racist for comments like this? You make one comment. Danny Ferry's comments are self-explanatory, straight up racist. Mm-hmm. There's not even another, like, he literally has the power to decide who is and isn't on the team and is using racial stereotypes to make that decision. It don't get more textbook racist than that fucking shit.
Yeah, but like, and I've said this before and I will continue to say this, a lot of people has different definitions of what racism is. They feel like if I'm not whipping your ass or hanging you by noose, it is not racism.
Yeah, what the fuck is real racism then, quote unquote? Like you're really pushing it when we get into this line where like, what, like, did he need to call him a nigger? Is that the only way you'll be like, that's racist?
And for some people, that's not even racist.
Yeah, it was just amazing to see somebody be like, yeah, I mean, is he really racist?
Get over it, bro. People use nigger all the time.
Yeah, he is. Did he say it on his comedy podcast? Did he say it on the sideline of the basketball court? Did he say it in the privacy of his own house? Did he say it in his car? Because I feel like that's racist, dog. He's at a business meeting. I would even argue that what Donald Sterling said was less racist than this shit. Now, what he did with the housing, that was more racist. But what he said to B. Siviano was less racist than this shit because it was a private conversation in his house. This motherfucker was at work, dog.
Yeah.
And dude was like, well, I like to say stuff like women can't drive. Yeah, but you don't say that in a company meeting. And if you did and HR called you, you wouldn't be like, what?
And the other thing is, if it's a scouting report, what's the scout's name? Don't just randomly appear on your desk. Some, like, you paid somebody for that report and that's what they wrote. Like, you got that in your organization.
What's his other scouting reports look like? You know, we would try to get Tyrese Thomas on the team, but, he's a little nigger in him, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. He's always a little late to practice. He, likes to eat watermelon.
Now, that Kyle Korver, that guy right there, I'm telling you, he's an upstanding, patriotic Christian man, you know, Catholic, devout Catholic. He, you know, he does like to mess with little boys.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Let me tell you
who doesn't.
Let me tell you who else is very, very happy that Ray Rice hit his wife on videotape. Adam Silver, man. After winning the award for, hey, least racist white man in America. Didn't see that coming. Got rid of Donald Sterling. No one was asking for that shit.
Yeah, he demanded that.
We was hoping for just like, could you give him a couple games off?
Yeah, he was like, not only are you going to get out of here, we're going to, you can fight us. We'll fight you forever. Your ass got to let go of this team.
Well, he weighed in on the Hawks saga, knowing his stance on racism. What do you guys think he said?
He probably said, you know, those remarks aren't called for in the NBA.
Mm-hmm. Karen, what do you think he said?
He'll wait to make sure to verify the information, maybe. I don't know.
Karen, yeah, what do you think he said?
More about, you know, maybe they should have waited until, you know, all evidence came out or something to that.
Here's what Adam Silver, the man who kicked Donald Sterling out of his team and out of the league, is a question of context. These words, in this context, understanding the full story here, the existence of scouting report, the fact that he was looking at the scouting report as a reference when he was making these remarks, what I'm saying is, and frankly my opinion, is that this is a team decision in terms of what the appropriate discipline is for the employee. But if I'm being asked my view, I'm saying that based on what I know about the circumstances, I don't think it's a terminable offense. Yep, dog, can you understand? In context, definitely can call him an African con artist. Mm-hmm. When talking about scouting and recruiting a black player. Mm-hmm. But just don't say stuff like, don't bring black people to my games and fuck them.
Which y'all still mad about running rules and rules like that to make
sure. In the privacy of my own home.
Right.
I can't say, hey, girl that I'm paying for all your shit, please don't fuck black people. I can't say that to my groupies.
This is one vote that definitely would have been for Donald Sterling staying.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, the Hawks owner. That's why I wish it would have went to a vote. Cause I wanted to know which owners was like, nah, we good.
Oh, if it would have been to a vote, he'd have stayed.
He might have, but we definitely would have known some of them would have definitely voted for him to stay. It wouldn't have been a unanimous decision.
Then everybody would have had to boycott, not just the Clippers.
Hmm.
Everybody would have had to boycott, according to, you know, our philosophy that you got to boycott if you don't play for an owner like that, even though y'all go to work every day for people who call y'all niggas.
I wonder if Danny Ferry was the, you think Danny Ferry was the GM for the Cavs when LeBron was there? I wonder if LeBron would play with him anymore.
I don't know.
Anyway. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La, 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 la. Hey, Mamba. Kobe Bryant is rated at 89 in NBA 2K15. Mm-hmm.
That's better than the majority of the players, isn't it?
The highest on the team. Julius Randle is a 76. Even though he thought he should be a 99.
Oh, Lord.
Swaggy P is probably the only one other than Kobe to think they should be 99.
Right.
The first time in recent memory that he wasn't over a 90, 4 points lower than last season.
After what, 18 years in the league? Mm-hmm. I'm okay with him being 89.
Nick Young and Carlos Boozer are 78. Jeremy Lin is a 77. And Steve Nash and Jordan Hill and Randall are all 76. So I guess I'll be playing with the Lakers.
The Panthers, though.
Mm-hmm.
Kobe's had a long time on top, man. Mm-hmm. Like, he's been done for a long time.
Yep. Can't be mad at him. More Kobe Bryant news. He will be using us as an assistant coach this season. I can't wait.
So, do he get an extra check?
That's probably why they pay him so much.
Because he's been coaching the team. I mean, she had Mike Brown. Though. You think he went coaching the team? Yeah.
This is actually how Byron Scott figured out how to work with Kobe. He just said, I'll put you in charge, too. And Kobe was like, No, I'm okay with that. Yep. He's like, who could coach you better than me, better than yourself, baby?
That's how you said it. Brian
was like, you know what? Hire that dude. Yeah, I like him. I like the cut of his jib. But yeah, they won't officially name him a coach in any capacity, but that won't stop him from consulting Bryant Most likely, Brian will be able to help at the games and pregame walkthroughs. We know Brian is a loud voice in the court already, so that is unlikely to change. So, yep. Good job, Brian Scott.
Yeah, he's the official, unofficial assistant to the assistant, regional manager.
Oh, someone put in the chat room that the drug policy did get passed and that Josh Gordon will be back in the NFL at some point in this season. I think this was a very bad decision by the NFLPA. Now, I know what they're thinking is, what about all these players that we get to come back? No, nigga. What about all the players y'all going to lose because y'all all on that fucking HGH? You know y'all on that shit, man.
This not smart at all, man. Congress going to step in now just like they did with baseball.
Yeah.
He about to have a problem.
Higher marijuana threshold. So Josh Gordon wouldn't have got in trouble. It went from 15 to 35.
Maybe he'd just be smoking more.
The Olympics go to 150. So that's why there was like, you know, this shit is kind of low. You can get that from secondhand smoke. But this is why the NFLPA is so weak, though. They only got it up to 35. They wanted the Olympic standard. HGH testing, there will be immediate implementation of blood testing for human growth hormone for the first time in league history.
Oh, a lot of players getting ready to get suspended for that bullshit right there. And I have a question.
Rashard Lewis.
Why is the NFL's Player Association so fucking punk as far as standing up and saying we're not going to take this? You know what I'm saying? It's like, well, a lot contracts, of this shit are counterproductive.
Their contracts just make them so expendable, Karen, that it's just the nature of the game.
Okay, you don't have anybody with any longevity to be you know what? Nah, fuck you. I got 3 more years or 4 more years in my contract. I'm not dealing with this.
Josh Gordon's suspension has been reduced to 10 games. Nigga, I'm not picking him up. Niggas is making such a big ass deal about this shit.
Some people already done drafted him.
Yeah, niggas like, I'm gonna go get him off waivers. So you can wait another 9 weeks, man. Cool. Good luck, man. Hopefully you make the playoffs with the team you have. And then 10 weeks from now, you and Josh Gordon will be the man. All right?
Yeah.
Nope. He still got to get in football shape.
Right.
Right.
Johnny Manziel going to be out there throwing it to him by then. So, yeah, HGH testing right away is sad. Like, that's scary. And they will be collected on game days. Like, my theory is that Adrian Peterson found out about this and whooped his child so that he could go home and get some of this out of his system.
Allegedly.
Amphetamine testing. Positive tests for amphetamines during the offseason would now be considered a violation of substance abuse policy. So instead, they used to be put under performance enhancing drug policy. Now it'll be the, you know, recreational drug policy.
You know what's crazy is the NFL didn't have a star, like you said. Like they have players that can maybe hold out, but they don't have a star that they could be like, you know what, this some bullshit.
Right.
We need to hold out. NBA has several stars.
Right. Well, see, the NFL is so that's the reason the Ray Rice shit. I'm convinced that it's more about telling women to stay in their place and saying that nothing's going to affect league business unless we decide it. Because if you think about it, they made it through a year without Peyton Manning. Like, this is how big this league is. They made it without Tom Brady.
Yeah.
At his height of popularity. This is how popular the league is. Like, no one player can bring the league down, but they just about did it with Ray Rice. Amazing. DUI suspensions will be 2 games. Any player following a conviction or plea agreement for DUI violations. The league will have to wait for the legal process to play out. Independent arbitration investigation. New policy also dictates that an independent arbitrator will hear appeals for substance abuse cases and PED cases. The players union and the league will both be involved in selecting and paying for a group of 3 to 5 arbitrators.
I have a question. Why, and maybe because of DUI, why would the DUI is less let the legal part play out, but with everything else, the commissioner could come in and just say, I feel like doing whatever?
Well, he doesn't always do that. Okay. That's the problem, is that he doesn't have a process. Sometimes it's before, sometimes it's after. Okay. Sometimes, you know, they wait till it's out. Like, you know.
It's just whatever he fucking feels like it, which is no organization.
Technically, Ben Roethlisberger never got convicted of anything.
No.
You know? Technically, he didn't, quote unquote, get convicted of breaking any laws, but he ended up getting a 6-game suspension, I think, reduced to 4. So who knows with this motherfucker, man? He's terrible. I hate him, and fuck Roger Goodell and the bus that he rode in on.
Yeah.
You and Justin Collins Stevenson breaking up the five heartbeats going to the Hornets way before it happened. Ryan, you were not too happy about that possibility. Then has that changed? Yeah, I said, if you remember the pot, what I said was, I don't want to pay this nigga $20 million. Nine? Nigga, we got him for nine though? That's like a good sale, dog. I love a good sale.
Oh, that's like me when I find them sales when I get dresses and shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'll take 50% off.
Somebody asked, did Karen say commission, nigga?
I probably did. Think she
said
knows?
Commissioner. And of course, Gordon will be back at nine games, says Jay Sarge. Yeah, if your team is in the playoff in nine games, good luck. That's all I'm saying.
That's a long time.
Yeah. So, you know, good luck to all you people in the playoffs. Sorry I had to kick your ass, Andre, in the Fantasy Football League. But it is what it is, player. You know, some of us get lucky and get a win. Some of us just catch that ass whooping, all right? I don't know who my opponent is this weekend. I think it might even be Karen.
Yeah, it probably is. Who knows? I play you like in two leagues.
Yeah, now we're going to have to turn the annual Ike Turner Bowl into a series or something if we keep having all these fucking teams, or we just got to keep it to the Black League and the rest of them won't count.
Okay, which however you want to do it, we can just keep it to the Black League.
Yeah, because it's getting to be too many of these fucking teams.
Yeah, we can keep the Ike Turner Bowl in the Black League.
Yeah, let's see. The Balls Deep League. This is Balls Deep Sports. I am playing. Who the fuck am I playing this weekend?
I don't know.
I'm playing Karen.
Okay, Justin's playing Karen.
Okay.
Yep. And I'm playing Sterling, Michael Sam's Club. Yeah. And I'm going to kick his ass.
Yeah.
See what Karen got 13 points last night for Le'Veon Bell.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So
8.5 for Marcus Wheaton on the bench.
All right, man. We'll talk to y'all later. Peace out.